Open Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos.
Regional analyst Hazir Tamourian says Khamenei had an opportunity to defuse tensions, but didn't.
The meeting with the Iranians, who were hoping for a way out of the crisis, are now going to be disappointed, and they will definitely believe that this state is no longer their state.
So far, there's been no reaction to Khamenei's speech from the White House. The U.S. isn't taking any chances amid reports North Korea may be planning the test firing of its most sophisticated ballistic missile early next month. The Pentagon is deploying new missile defenses around Hawaii. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the U.S. is prepared.
We are in a good position should it become necessary to protect American territory.
And there was another reason for tension. The U.S. is tracking a vessel that may have illicit weapons on board. Here's CBS News correspondent David Martin at the Pentagon.
It is the first North Korean ship to set sail since the U.N. Security Council passed a resolution calling on the U.S. and other navies to intercept North Korean vessels believed to be carrying arms. That a ship like the Kang Nam could become a key player in such a high-tech standoff is almost laughable, except that's exactly what's happening.
The stresses of life in uniform, they've led to a big jump in alcohol abuse since the invasion of Iraq. Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
The rate of Army soldiers enrolled in alcohol treatment programs has doubled since 2003, according to USA Today.
Extended combat tours impacts the soldier, especially when they get home.
CBS News military analyst Mike Lyons, the number of Marines with alcohol problems is up too, a challenge for commanders.
They've got to have programs and education, a type of activities well beforehand to make sure that some of these problems don't get out of hand.
Crucial because alcohol has often been linked to military suicides. Nick?
A $106 billion military spending measure is on its way to President Obama's desk. Here's CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill.
The $100 billion measure will pay for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan for the next few months. Though for years Republicans chastised Democrats when they didn't vote for Iraq war money, most Republicans voted against this war funding bill, complaining about the other money stuck in it.
About $26 billion to fund foreign aid, fight the flu pandemic, and bankroll the so-called Cash for Clunkers program to promote more fuel-efficient vehicles. It's 4 past the hour.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. A municipal conference in Vail this week for hundreds of local officials at a time of furloughs and pay cuts. Central City Mayor Ron Slinger tells 9 News 4 people came from his town, even though it's short on money.
Yeah, I still think it's a tremendous value, what we can bring back. We've sat in sessions learning about how you can find matching dollars, get a 1-to-1 match, 2-to-1 match, stimulus funds. There's been work sessions and all that.
Arvada sent 11 people at a cost of $8,000, and Lyman, which lost a quarter of its revenues, sent 7 people at a cost of $4,600. Colorado has its first wild wolverine in 90 years. The New York-based Wildlife Conservation Society says a wolverine that researchers have been tracking since early April has crossed into northern Colorado.
I'd say in the areas in the mountains west of Fort Collins, they are trying to be a little bit more vague regarding the exact location in order to protect the animal.
Jerry Neal with the Colorado Division of Wildlife says the animal traveled about 500 miles during April and May. Sports: Rockies beat Tampa Bay 4-3 yesterday and begin a home series against Pittsburgh tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Pretty good speeds as you're out and about right now. No crashes or stalls to get in your way. CDOT crews, they did wrap up their overnight construction projects a little bit early, so they're not going to slow you down. 225 looking great across Aurora. Same deal on I-25 to and through the Tech Center. No problems either on I-70 over that elevated stretch where those speeds are going to be hitting the 50s and 60s. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny day today as those clouds roll away that occurred in the overnight. We can expect a high of about 79 degrees. Overnight low dropping down to 54. Currently we're at 60 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Goodyear has the tire.
These
These days, everyone's out to beat the iPhone, and the folks at Palm are no different with the release of their new Palm Pre. Seen by many as the first serious challenger to the iPhone, the Pre boasts one of the best multi-touch screen experiences ever, a 3-megapixel camera, and a pretty slick new operating system. On the downside, you might find the slide-out keyboard just a little too small for your big fat iThumbs.
Ladies and gentlemen,
actress Demi Moore has reportedly offered Scottish singing sensation Susan Boyle close to $50,000 to sing at her and Ashton Kutcher's fourth wedding anniversary later this year. A source close to the couple has revealed that they think that Susan is absolutely brilliant and that she would eat Ashton alive if she got her hands on him.
Ever wonder what happens when you delete all of those embarrassing photos from your social networking site? Well, surprise, surprise. Researchers have discovered that the answer could be nothing, for a while at least. Their studies showed that although deleted from a website server, it may take a little while for them to disappear completely off the web, and that direct links to the photos may still be active.
Ladies and gentlemen,
after a huge success in movie theaters, Kung Fu Panda is set to hit the small screen. Nickelodeon is planning a 26-episode television series revolving around the martial arts-loving panda Po. It's not known yet if Jack Black will reprise his role as the voice of the panda in the series, which is set to launch sometime next year.
Stacy, even though I split the day between the two, and got a lot of crap for it, but on Sunday I've told Stacy if she wants to hang out with her dad, go do whatever, she's fine, and I can just hang out at home and watch the U.S. Open, which is pretty much has been my Father's Day M.O. for the last, who knows how long, it's probably about 10 years since we got married. So, love watching the U.S. Open. It was rained out yesterday. Players only got to get through about 11 holes. I was bummed, so it's on all day today, but I'll be on the road and up on my wedding anniversary, so I won't be seeing much golf today. Maybe tomorrow and Sunday will be my days. 303-713-7600 is the number here at AM760 if you want to talk to me. If you get on the show this morning, your name will be thrown into a hat, and we'll do a giveaway at the end of the show. Pull a name from that hat randomly, and you'll be the winner of a pair of tickets to the Mile High Music Festival. That's Saturday, July 18th. That's that show. You'll get a pair of tickets for that. Widespread Panic, Tool, Incubus, G-Love and Special Sauce, Big Head Todd and the Monsters, who I saw a couple weeks ago, and they are smoking right now. Absolutely phenomenal. They played a 3-song encore. The last song was Black Betty by Ram Jam, one of my favorites. Absolutely love it. And so if you'd like to go to that show, good chance to get there for free is to call me and talk about whatever I throw on the table. And it's Friday, and Jay used to do Topic Free Friday. And I'll go with that mold if you'd like to. We can talk about anything you want at 303-713-7600. I will throw out a couple stories that if you'd like to bite on, I'd love you to do that. We'll do a follow-up to yesterday. I spent a lot of the last 2 hours talking about this tension between drivers and bicyclists in rural Boulder County. Looks like it's reached a head. Flyers are circulating in mountain neighborhoods asking drivers to blockade next month's Sunrise Century ride. The flyers started appearing in mountain communities last week, a few days after a Boulder driver was ticketed on suspicion of endangering a cyclist on Lee Hill Road. They asked residents along the route of 100-mile annual cycling event to block the return leg of the ride. This is coming up on July 25th. In celebration of drivers' rights, many cars will use the left-hand canyon road, drive slowly, and many may break down unexpectedly, blocking areas to the cyclists on the return leg of the Sunrise Century, the anonymous one-page note reads. Many cars and safe drivers all working together can send a message to the State House to restrict cycling on our roads, which are only alternatives during family emergencies, commuting, and required duties. Now, Colorado State Patrol Trooper David Hall has warned that drivers ought to think twice before trying to block the riders. We would highly discourage people from engaging in that behavior, Hall said. It's illegal. You can't block the path of events or traffic. Hall said there is an incredible safety risk if people intentionally block traffic.
Story further goes, Trooper said he receives calls daily from drivers complaining about bicyclists, but the issue is a two-way street. As frustrating as it might be for some, they, the cyclists, have the right to use the roads, Hall said. When we see bicyclists who are disregarding the rules of the road, we do enforce that. It's the individual responsibility of the bicyclists and the motorists to keep each other safe. We're not going to have a state trooper at every milepost. Boulder County Sheriff Joe Peel has been warning for weeks that cyclists and drivers who have already been at odds over road use for years have been escalating the conflict as a new law giving cyclists better protection is set to go into effect this summer on August 5th. The law requires motorists to give cyclists 3 feet of space when passing, and it increases the penalty for tossing objects at riders. It also allows cyclists to ride two abreast in most situations and to ride in the middle of mountain roads if shoulders don't exist or aren't safe. We're planning a response to the flyer in a way of physical presence on that day, Peel said. We've also increased patrols in that area in the past few weeks. Peel said the flyer is a pretty immature response to a legitimate debate about road use. It doesn't seem to have that much support from the community, Peel said of the call to action. I would be surprised if it gathers much steam. Dan Grunig, executive director of Bicycle Colorado, said the flyer was apparently written by someone who doesn't understand what the law does and what it doesn't do. The bill clarifies the rules on how to safely share the road, he said. Sheriff's Commander Heidi Prentup said nine off-duty deputies will patrol the Sunrise route and its key intersections. Deputies who come across stalled or parked vehicles will talk to the drivers and find out what the problem is, she said. If drivers claim their vehicle's disabled, we'll call them a tow truck, she added. Prentup said she hopes there aren't any confrontations. Still, it's frustrating that everybody feels they have the right and own the lane. So, if you'd like to get back on this story today, I got a lot of flack yesterday after the show via email. I was called Rush Limbaugh for my stance on bicyclists. Overall, I think that they think they own the road. And my experience in Highlands Ranch is they all think they're Lance Armstrong training for the Tour de France. And they don't seem to use those lanes that are marked, the bicycle lanes with the solid white line on the right-hand side. They seem to come into, you know, motorist traffic, blow through stoplights, even red light, or blow through stop signs, even red lights. And it drives me crazy. I think it poses a huge danger. Where do you fall in this debate between cyclists and motorists? Should we be sharing the road? Should we be widening these roads for the cyclists? And where would that money come from? 303-713-7600. And, I did kind of make it wasn't a funny joke. I said, have you ever thought about opening your door to slam a bicyclist? And I tell you what, I wish I wouldn't have said it. That was the one thing I'd like to take back from yesterday's show. I definitely do not advocate any violence towards cyclists. And I put that on my Facebook page. I got a ton of comments. And most of it seems to be back and forth between cyclists and motorists. I mean, who owns the road? Do we need to share? I think we need to share, but I think everybody needs to be a little more courteous on the roads. And I think that bicyclists need to follow the same laws that motorists do. And yes, motorists break laws all the time. But I see it more often that cyclists are cruising through stop signs, blowing through red lights, coming into traffic. And, you know, if you're a motorist and you got a bike on your right-hand side, a semi on the left-hand side, they're coming over into traffic, you got to either slam your brakes or, you know, run into the semi. What are you going to do? 303-713-7600. Would love to get your opinion on that one because it was a hot one yesterday. I took a lot of flack. Got a couple different stories here that might get your blood boiling this morning. Official Colorado confab put scrutiny of work into play. This from this morning's Denver Post. At a time of layoffs, furloughs, and budget cuts in Colorado municipal governments, about 600 officials from towns large and small have convened at a Vail resort for 3 days of taxpayer-funded networking and seminars interspersed with parties and golf. Ed Bagwell, director of the Public Services Division for Teamsters Local 17 in Denver, we've heard complaints from our members. Why are they spending this much money in a down economy? Good question. Some attendees at the 87th Annual Colorado Municipal League Conference were in seminars such as Natural Disasters, Preparation and Response. That was put on by Evan City Manager and Do As I Say and As I Do, Making Municipal Facilities Energy Efficient. That was put on by an architect and a Lafayette Council member. No one can say this is a junket, said Sam Mamet, executive director of the Colorado Municipal League. This is a quality conference, and people recognize it as such. But a reporter, producer, and photographer from 9 News who visited the conference on Thursday found plenty of municipal officials who had decided to forego the panel on maintaining your infrastructure in a tight economy and instead hang out in the halls and lobby. Unaware she was speaking to a reporter and being taped, Glendale City Council member Laverne Davenport said the city brought 6 people to the conference so they could rotate through the panels and no one would have to go to all of them. Nice. So what do they do when they are not in the seminars? We goof off, Davenport said. Advertises the ideal lodging for daredevils, daydreamers, and those seeking a little adventure. Vail Marriott Mountain Resort and Spa is indeed a nice place to do that. It boasts a European chateau feel, 2 heated pools, ornate woodwork, and a nearby gondola. Conference rates range from $150 a night for a standard room to $289 for a Timberline suite, according to conference materials. Corporations hoping to do business with the represented cities cut costs further by ponying up $185,000 in exchange for the opportunity to set up exhibits. Municipalities paid about $190,000 in registration fees and for meals. The donations from firms raised concerns with the government watchdog group Colorado Common Cause. Seems like a little lobbyism going on there. Denver council member Doug Linkhart, this year's president of the Colorado Municipal League, attended at league's expense, while council member Charlie Brown paid his own way. Kudos to you, Charlie Brown. Aurora expects to spend $2,000 sending 2 council members and 2 staff members, one of whom is participating in the Colorado Consortium on Performance Measurement. Aurora, one of the founders of the consortium, serves on its steering committee. In Lyman, where revenues have fallen from $2.4 million in 2007 to an estimated $1.9 million for the 2009 budget, town clerk Chris Snyder said 7 people went to the conference, the town manager, the assistant manager, and the 5 town board members. While final totals are not yet in, she estimates that it will cost about $4,600. Montrose, which has ordered employee furloughs to keep the budget balanced, also sent 7 people at a cost of $3,826. Fort Collins city manager Darren Atterbury decided to forego his annual trip to the conference, but the city still sent the mayor, a council member, and 8 people from the city's attorney's office at a cost of almost $10,000. Central City Mayor Ron Slinger said he planned to attend every session and still make the 4 o'clock tea time. I look forward to Breckenridge next year, Slinger said. It's even better. Do you think this is really a place for them to go and talk about how to make their municipalities better? Or do you think it's a place for them to go party on our dime? 303-713-7600. This one drives me crazy. Also got another story about CEOs of bailed out banks flew to resorts on firms' jets. Comes into scrutiny on all the CEO pay and how we curb it and their use of private jets. You would not believe some of the figures in this story, and I'll get that to you here on the other side of the break after we maybe take a phone call or two, but would love to talk to you. What do you think about this whole bicyclist and motorist feud? Should the police up there stop these guys from stopping bike traffic for this race? They say they're going to do so. It just seems kind of like it might be some kind of a civil protest, but they're not going to let them do it. What do you think? 303-713-7600. I'd love to get your opinion on this one. Also, if you let me know what you think about this Colorado confab put scrutiny of working to play. They go up to Vail Resort and spend a few days on our dollar. Doesn't seem like most of them are going to these conferences they should be going to. Drives me crazy. As a taxpayer, really gets my blood boiling. How about you? 303-713-7600, 6:19 in the morning. It's going to step aside for a quick timeout and look at traffic with Todd Parker.
Southbound I-25, getting busy downtown. Same deal for southbound 225 on the approach to DTC. Outside the metro, there were some scattered showers in the overnight, leaving the highway shiny and wet, especially along I-25 in the Castle Rock area. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You deserve a bank that understands what it takes to run a successful business in Colorado. Citywide Banks is a locally owned bank where the decisions affecting you.
Planting some trees this spring? Choose the right nursery. Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder. Since 1993, family-owned Creekside Tree Nursery has been offering customers superior quality trees, a solid warranty, outstanding customer service, and prices below their competition. Well worth a small drive to Boulder for this kind of quality and value if you live in Denver. No fancy sales, no gimmicks, just bigger, better trees. Creekside Tree Nursery. Visit us at creeksideboulder.com.
Just talk about climate change. Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com. Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823. Or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Dad, what do you want to do for Father's Day?
Run with dingoes.
Less dangerous.
Swim through the barrier reef?
Something that might require pants.
Fine. I'd like to go to Outback Steakhouse.
Sweet. They're open at 11 a.m. on Father's Day. Plus, they have a brand new menu and a special gift. $10 towards our next visit.
Cool. Then I want to go to Outback twice. And in between, I want to wrestle some sharks.
Let's go for lunch and we'll play it by ear.
Sold.
Dine with us on Father's Day weekend and get a $10 certificate towards your next visit. While supplies last, we open at 11 a.m. on Father's Day. Live adventurous. Go Outback.
Microsoft is renaming and relaunching its web search engine. Bing.com promises simpler searches and more detailed results by having a better understanding of your search requirements and by compiling additional information relating to your search. In the U.S. alone, Google currently has more than 64% of the search market, Yahoo 20%, but as Bing.com grows in the coming weeks and months, this could all change.
Gorgeous morning for Friday here in the Mile High City. I'm John Turk filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Another Mile High Music Festival giveaway here today. All you need to do is call in, talk to me. Your name will be entered in what's a hat, I guess, is what you'd call it. I will pull a name at the end of the show, and if we pick it, you will be the winner of a pair of tickets to Saturday's Mile High Music Festival featuring Widespread Panic, Tool, Incubus, Big Head Todd and the Monsters, G-Love and Special Sauce, many others, and it's about a $200 package, so it's definitely worth you getting in here and talking to me. I'm pretty easy to talk to, I think, but maybe not. I got called Rush Limbaugh and a redneck a-hole yesterday because of my stance on the whole cyclist versus motorist debate. Looks like there's going to be a race in July 25th up in Boulder County. Some motorists are saying that they're going to block the one of the final legs of the race from the bikers. And I think that, you know, why should they not be allowed to do that? Officers say if cars are stopped on the side, they're going to get them to move. And if they don't move, they'll call a tow truck. Is this civil disobedience? 303-713-7600. Hang on, I'm coming to you in just 1 second, Crystal. I'm going to read this to you from my Facebook. Because yesterday I caught a little flack for talking about the opening the door thing. And I regret it. And I said, just for clarity, I do not advocate any violence towards cyclists. And here's some responses on my Facebook. Spencer Grenfell, I do. Good old Spencer. Friend of mine, Eric, damn, I already ran over two this morning because of your show. I'm sorry. This is from Joel. What gets me is there will be a perfectly good bike path or sidewalk and they choose the road. Steve, what about unicyclists? Those guys are annoying like mines. Thanks, Steve. Joe Costello, single file. Jason, red light means stop for you too. Beverly, I hear you, John. I know what you mean. They do not follow the rules of the road. I wanted to call in and voice my opinion this morning, but you had a lot of calls coming in. So I guess it's more than a few people that feel the same way about bicyclists. 303-713-7600. This from Roger. Sorry, Joel, but most bike paths have a 10 or 15 mile per hour speed limit. On the road, we can do 20 to 30 on flats, up to 45, 50 on downhill. So some of us do choose the road. And yes, we do stop at red lights, although I will admit to rolling through stop signs just like most of the cars do. It's from Noah. Turk, it seems really complicated to discuss things on some subjects. Crass, twisted humor can come off as realism to some. I've been trying to call in, but your lines have been tied up. Stop signs are for everyone, including those on bikes, says Kathy. Kevin says they do have the right of way, but they need to not abuse it. By the way, I did see one of my old bosses get ticketed from a Denver cop for running a red light. I claim that I don't see very many cyclists getting tickets for breaking rules of the road. Do you? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Crystal. Crystal, welcome to the show. You're on AM 760 with John Turk.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. I was driving up Lookout Mountain last weekend and sort of noticed the huge problem of bicyclists and motorists sharing the road. It took us maybe 40 minutes to drive up and then 10 minutes to drive down because there wasn't the bicycle traffic. And I think that the solution to the problem really is to accommodate both and to widen the roads and give them a place to safely ride. I think that's, you know, what makes Colorado great. We have so many places to enjoy the outdoors, and everyone needs to be safe, including the cyclists and the motorists.
Okay. And I think it's a great suggestion. But how are we going to widen every road in Colorado? There's only a few that needs to be widened.
Even just widening a few of the key roads that they would enjoy, I think that they would tend to use those over, you know, endangering themselves.
All right. How about downtown Denver, though? What do you do downtown where you have all these couriers running around?
Yeah,
flying through red lights.
Enforcing the laws would more often would send a message to them that they need to follow the rules too. You know, if they're afraid of getting tickets or being penalized, then maybe they'll listen up and follow the rules and respect them for everyone's safety.
What do you make of this new law that's going to go into effect on August 5th, giving cyclists better protection, giving them 3 feet of space when passing? Sometimes there's not 3 feet to give them, is there? If you got a car on your left hand side. Is it up to the motorist to slow down?
I think, you know, someone on a bike's really vulnerable. So if they get hit, they die. If we get hit, you know, it's a little...
Well, we could die, too.
I think people just need to be a little more patient.
Yeah, I agree with this all.
People are in a big hurry, you know. I mean, I get frustrated being behind a bicycle and not being able to pass them, too.
I do, too.
But something just needs to be done to accommodate both parties, but not pretending like they're the same, because sharing the road with a bike and a car isn't the same. You know, they can't go 60 miles an hour, so there needs to be accommodations made, especially since there are so many cyclists in Colorado.
What do you think about this? This sounds dangerous to me, and you were talking about Lookout Mountain here.
Uh-huh.
This new law will also allow cyclists to ride two abreast in most situations. That's one situation that drives me crazy when they're side by side and you're trying to get around them.
Right.
And to ride in the middle of mountain roads if shoulders don't exist. You want them riding down the middle?
No, I mean, that's ridiculous. I don't want to hit someone on accident just because they're in the middle of the road. I think that they need to, you know, have a separate place to be riding.
All right. Hey, Crystal, great call. You want your name in the hat for the Mile High Music Fest giveaway?
I sure do. I
want
to go.
All right. We're giving away a pair today. We'll also have some more for next week, okay?
Very good.
All right, Crystal, have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
Bye. 303-713-7600. We're taking your calls, and I am going to run the theme that Jay used to do, Topic Free Friday. Anything we've talked about this week, you want to talk about health care, the problem with Iran, North Korea. Looks like a ship might be coming our way towards Hawaii, and I'll get that story out here in a little bit, but I'm starting to get freaked out by North Korea. I'm not so worried about Iran, but I think North Korea might be a major issue for us. 303-713-7600. Also talked a lot yesterday about health care. Single payer versus public option, what Barack Obama's doing. What do you prefer? 303-713-7600. We are in open phones, and we have the ticket giveaway today, so it would behoove you to get involved. We have a $200 package for the Mile High Music Festival, a pair of tickets to Saturday's show featuring my favorite band, Widespread Panic, and Tool, another one of my favorite bands. Let's go to Lonnie on a cell phone. Lonnie, good morning. You're on AM 760 with John Turk.
Hey, John. How are you doing today?
I'm good, man. You?
Yeah, I just want to wish you a happy Father's Day and happy Father's Day to all of the fathers out there.
I agree. And we have a lot of fathers that listen to the show. And what are you a father, Lonnie?
Oh, yes, I am.
What's your plan for Sunday?
Probably just go to church and then I'll do a little extra part-time spare work Sunday evening, and that's about it.
I know. See, fathers don't have, you know, and this is another thing we can talk about. What's more important around your household, Father's Day or Mother's Day? Seems like moms get pampered and fathers, you know.
Well, I'm not there. My first wife is deceased.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lauren.
I'm married the second time and divorced, so I don't have anybody at home to
pamper
you.
Well, your daughters could pamper you this day.
Yeah, and we're going to go to lunch maybe the next following weekend or dinner.
Right.
Not this coming weekend.
Lonnie?
So we'll probably go to church together, though.
That's cool. You want to say anything about this whole biker-motorist feud? You want to say anything about health care? Anything else on your mind?
Well, just the North Koreans, you know, what they should talk about is maybe giving South Korea and Japan the latest nuclear missile that the U.S. has, and that ought to quiet North Korea down quite a bit.
Yeah, and I'll just relay the story real briefly, the first couple of paragraphs. Anyway, the U.S. military is tracking a ship from North Korea that may be carrying illicit weapons, the first vessel monitored under tough new U.N. rules meant to rein in and punish the communist government following a nuclear test. Defense Secretary Robert Gates said he has ordered additional protections for Hawaii just in case North Korea launches a long-range missile over the Pacific Ocean. The suspect ship could become a test case for the interception of the North ships at sea, something the North has said it would consider an act of war. Officials said the U.S. is monitoring the voyage of the North Korean-flagged Kangnam, which left port in North Korea Wednesday. On Thursday, it was traveling on the Pacific Ocean off the coast of China. Two officials said on condition of anonymity to discuss intelligence. What the Kangnam was carrying was not known, but the ship has been involved in weapons proliferation, one official said. The ship is among a group that is watched regularly, but is the only one believed to have cargo that could potentially violate the UN resolution. Joint Chief of Staff Chairman Mike Mullen did not specifically confirm that the U.S. was monitoring the ship when he was asked about it at the Pentagon news conference Thursday. This freaks me out. According to a Japanese newspaper, they would like to launch this thing on July 4th. Why would they want to launch it on our Independence Day? Crazy.
Oh, well, they're you know, the North Koreans are just big bluffers, and they come in and talk and get whatever they can get from the world countries, and as soon as they get that and get it squared away, then they go on another rampage so they can ratchet up their requests a little bit. But I said, hey, you know, enough of that is enough. Call them bullies and tell them put up or shut up, and if they want to get really nasty about it, we'll just wipe North Korea off the map.
Wow. You heard Lonnie say, let's just wipe North Korea off the map if they want to play nice. Lonnie, have a great Father's Day, my brother.
Okay.
All right, man. Thank you for the call. 303-713-7600. We're taking your phone calls. A little late for a break, and I want to talk to you, Jeff and Neil and everybody else hanging on. Don't go anywhere. Got open lines. No guests this morning. Again, I'm kind of gone guest-free all week long. So I just want to talk to the people. 303-713-7600. Topic-free Friday. Anything we've hit on this week, you can discuss. Or if you want to talk about North Korea, what's going on in Iran, this bicycle motorist feud, I think it's great. 303-713-7600. Todd Parker, what does traffic look like?
We're looking at a pretty good start as this morning's commute gets up and running. There are no crashes or stalls to get in your way. I-25 moving along at a pretty good clip as you're coming in from Thornton and North Glen. Same deal on 6th Avenue. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a warm one today with a high of about 80 degrees and sunny skies. Currently, it's already 57. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Need to find a reliable business? Did you know that the Better Business Bureau can connect you to trustworthy businesses? Just ask Dale, CEO of your Denver Boulder BBB. Get the information you need before you spend money. Visit denver.bbb.org. That's denver.bbb.org.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor. Brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, the movies.
When it comes to identity theft protection, ordering a free credit report is like going to the movies just for the previews. But if you get your credit report from Identity Guard, then you get a veritable double feature of expert telephone support as well as 21st century tools and technologies to help protect your identity. All this from the company that's protected over 20 million people. Yes, that's right. 20 million is a lot of people. So call Identity Guard today, sit down, have a large popcorn, and get real identity theft protection and a very happy ending.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault, a $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining. Reports suggest that Will Smith is about to star in a new movie focusing on the events of Hurricane Katrina. The American Can will tell the story of John Keller, nicknamed the Can Man, after rescuing 244 people from an apartment building called the American Can Company, before directing the eventual rooftop rescue. No release date yet.
Next top model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
After a legal battle which lasted almost a full year,
Project Runway is set to return to screens in August. The main difference will be its location. Instead of airing on Bravo, season 6 of Runway will have a new home, Lifestyle. Despite its new location, the show promises fans the exact same show they know and love. The new producers or network bosses didn't want to change a thing.
For Lincoln Mercury product and experience Ford's commitment to quality for yourself. Lincoln Mercury has survived the sharpest decline in sales that the automotive industry has ever experienced without using your tax dollars. Serving you since 1919, Landmark is Denver's exclusive Lincoln Mercury dealer. We're located at 5000 South Broadway, just north of Bellevue. You can also browse our inventory online at buylincolns.com. Thanks to Lincoln Mercury's absolute commitment to quality and Landmark's commitment to complete customer satisfaction, we both will be here to serve you for a long time to come. Make the Landmark decision.
Ryan, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
My last customer was really busy with work. Unfortunately, a rock cracked his windshield, and he knew it wasn't safe to drive, so he called Elite Safelite. I came right to his office and replaced it the very next day. He was thrilled. He could keep working, and it was replaced before he knew it. And thanks to his insurance coverage, he only had to pay his deductible.
Let Elite Safelite handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
6:37 in the morning. I'm John Turk, filling in for Jay Marvin. Been here all week long. It's been an absolute privilege to get the opportunity to come on the radio and do talk and get the opportunity to talk to all of you as well. It's been a really great week. Had a lot of phone calls, basically about 35 phone calls a day. I'm trying to get as many people in as I can. I've gone guest-free all week long. Stacy, if you're listening, my wife, I want to wish you a happy 10-year anniversary. I love you dearly. And I got this announcement for you. It's from CNN.com Entertainment. John and Kate to make announcement. With ratings sagging for TLC's John and Kate Plus 8, the cable channel is teasing viewers with the revelation that John and Kate have an announcement. The reality show's regularly scheduled episode will be preempted by a one-hour special Monday night, according to a TLC promotional spot released Thursday. Recently, we've made some life-changing decisions, decisions that will affect every member of our family, ones that we hope will bring each of us some peace, Kate Gosselin says in the video promo. As she speaks, these words cross the screen, a family in turmoil, a relationship at a crossroads. Where do they go from here? Man, is that a cliffhanger for you for Monday's show, John and Kate Plus 8? I don't know why that thing's so popular. I'm sick of those two and their kids. I don't know why. Seems like they're just living off of TLC now. 303-713-7600. Topic-free Friday. I'm John Turk filling in for Jay Marvin, where you got full lines on pretty much anything you want to talk about. We're talking about bicyclists versus motorists, North Korea, Iran. If you want to talk about health insurance or health care in general, please give me a call, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Neil in Boulder. Neil, you're on AM 760 with John Turk.
Yeah, John, talking about the bicycles, I'd like to see them register the bicycles, let them pay registration fees, have license plates on them. That would help pay for some of the widening of these highways.
Yeah,
and
that's a good point.
I'm sorry?
That's a great point. I haven't thought about that.
Yeah, well, you know, they could do something
only
like...
Only if you use the road, or do everybody that buys a bicycle needs to get registration?
Well, let's say that they just drive outside the city limits. Then the kids that are in going to school on their bicycles wouldn't have to have them, but if they want to drive outside the limits on our county roads,
mm-hmm.
then they'd have to be registered.
Okay.
And that would help pay for some of this going on.
I dig it.
Have insurance and... the whole thing. You know, motorists pay for the gasoline taxes. They have the registration fees. Policemen would have some kind of a license plate they could write the tickets against.
What do you make of this new law that's going to give bikers more protection?
I think it's awful.
3 feet of space?
I think that's awful. They already take up all the space that they can get, you know.
What about riding two abreast, side by side, going up like mountain passes and stuff?
I think it's terrible. That's terrible. I live in left.
I mean, just because they decide to go on a ride together and they want to talk to each other, it's not my fault. I'm not in a car, you know.
Yeah, I live in Left Hand Canyon. I see it all the time. You know, and then they come down those hills at high speed.
So you live in Left. Are you going to participate in this thing on July 25th?
I might. Yeah, I just
because you
do
know, police. Officials are saying that they don't expect much of a turnout.
Well, I
on the motorist side.
Well, I think you're going to find that the people from Jamestown and those towns will be there.
Right. And meanwhile, it looks like about 1,500 riders are going to participate in this thing.
Yeah, and I don't think that the people even have to pull over. All I think they do is the autos just have to congest the highway, and that'll be enough to do it. I don't think they'll have to do anything illegal.
Maybe not pull over and pretend you're broken down, but maybe just clog up that highway.
Yeah, just drive a speed limit.
All right, Neil, great call.
Yeah.
Okay. I appreciate it, man. Have a great day, okay?
Yeah, thanks.
Happy Father's Day. Let's go to Bob in Fort Collins. Bob, you're with John Turk on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. You?
I'm going to tell you, this is actually Phil.
I'm sorry.
No. I gave her a different name, but
okay.
Who knows why.
Phil Bob.
It's a sensitive subject, so that's why I didn't. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know that I'm a kind of a regular caller.
Uh-huh.
I just want you to be aware medical malpractice is not something that's out of control in this state. In fact, they're extremely, extremely restrictive on it. And there's a problem going on right now in the sense that the caps are set so low that people are being turned away. I found four people in 1 week, including myself, that were turned away simply because they said that the case would be too expensive for them to do with the restrictive caps.
Is that right?
You know, and in my case, I got treated by somebody in Fort Collins who gave me nutrient therapy, which was highly toxic and did not tell me. He told me absolutely nothing could happen to me, and he triggered me into Parkinson's. It looks like he triggered me into Parkinson's. Even one of my own doctors believes he did it. Either accelerated it really rapidly to the surface, which can happen when you get some kind of trauma, because he gave me severe neuropathy. Or he may have actually triggered it and accelerated it. And I can't.
Well, listen, I know sometimes things happen in the operating room at the doctor's fault. Sometimes not the doctor's fault. But
what I'm saying is the guy in my case, the guy
he admitted.
Here's the thing. In my case, the guy has admitted in his records that he could have given me another form of vitamin B6, which would have prevented this from happening.
Right.
He's admitted in his records that he gave me neuropathy. And he's also admitted that he that basically that, well he kept everything all the information away from me so that I could not know what.
Well, in your case, it looks like you have a reason to sue and get reward.
I can't, but I couldn't do anything because I could not find a lawyer in the entire state of Colorado, and so one of them actually wrote me and told me that I should petition the state for higher damage awards because they can't afford a case like mine.
Wow.
And I had five other ones tell me the same thing. I had six lawyers that wanted to do it, but they all said because of the cost. I have a friend of mine where I work who had heart valve surgery that went wrong and was done wrong, and she was told exactly the same thing. And when I called the state legislature and talked to somebody in the Speaker of the House's office, the lady who answered the phone said she personally knew two people in the same predicament.
Wow.
So what's happening is a lot of people are not, and this is just one of many things that they do in this state to restrict this kind of stuff.
I mean, listen, Bob, I'm sorry, or Phil, I'm sorry about you.
Yeah, the reason I'm calling you is I just want you to be aware that in the state of Colorado, this is not a problem that's out of control. If anything, it's the reverse.
Okay.
And they're so severe on this stuff that I think they're encouraging doctors to come here that may be questionable because they don't have any fear.
All right, Phil, let's see if anybody else wants to respond to that. Great call this morning. I appreciate it, sir. Happy Father's Day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, brother. 303-713-7600. Jim in Broomfield, you're on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk with John Turk.
Good morning, John.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, just wanted to throw a few thoughts in on the cycling thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, when I first heard you talk about it yesterday, I was like, oh, yeah, he's right, man. And I'm sure a lot of people don't follow the laws. I happen to because I'm kind of an anal guy, but, you know, I always stop at stoplights and everything. And I think part of the problem is, you've hit on it, was that people aren't getting tickets out here from what I can tell. You know, when I used to ride in California, there'd be cops giving tickets to cyclists on main spots, main roads all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think that would help if maybe people would start, you know, if local departments would start citing some cyclists, they might start getting the clue to knock it off. And I'm a big cyclist too, actually.
Yeah, I've never seen. I'm telling you the 100% honest to God truth. I've never seen. I'm 34 years old. I've never seen a police officer giving a ticket to a bicyclist.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, I see it all the time in California.
Yeah, and I've never seen it here in Colorado.
Yeah, and I haven't either in my 3+ years here. So that would help. Certainly,
is that because we fancy ourselves as an outdoor state, and you know,
California.
Yeah.
I used to ride all the time in California. That's everything. I'm kind of afraid to ride here now. There's so many roads that have no room to ride on.
Oh, I know. And this guy sent me a link yesterday. Oh God, what was it? I wish I wouldn't have deleted it, but it basically showed a video of him going up some pass here in Colorado near Evergreen. And how little of a road he had on this right side. It was basically white line, about 2 inches of road, and then dirt.
Yeah,
and then it fell off into a ravine.
If I ever accidentally stumble onto one of those roads, it goes right into my book to never ride it again. So,
yeah, is that right? Yeah.
That's, you know, and that's more for my own safety, right? I think it's just dumb when I see people riding on those roads like if they do it regularly. It's like, what are you doing out here? There's no room for a bike.
This new law says that it's going to go into effect on August 5th, says it allows cyclists to ride 2 abreast in most situations and to ride in the middle of mountain roads if shoulders don't exist.
Dude, I'm telling you. Okay.
That's going to cause a lot of problems, don't you think?
Let me say this 2 ways, and I'll get off the air so you can have other callers call in. When I see riders riding 2 abreast, it drives me crazy.
Yeah.
I never do it. I mean, yeah, if it's a country road and nobody's around, who cares, right? There's no cars. There's nobody out there. It's just me and you. Sure, there's nobody around. But if there's any kind of traffic on a road, I would never ride 2 abreast. It just seems stupid to me. Again, it's a safety thing. I don't want to stick my butt out there where someone that's not paying attention for a second.
Could you imagine coming across Schaefer's Crossing, you know, there, going down Kenosha Pass, and there's a bicycle going down the middle of the road about 50, 60 miles an hour?
No, but again, I'm not familiar with the area you're talking about, but if I'm going down a hill and the speed limit's 40 miles an hour, then I will get in the lane of traffic and I will go 40 miles an hour.
Uh-huh.
I will keep up with the flow of traffic so I'm not impeding anybody and I'm not a risk to anybody. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Where cars are going faster than you because you can't go the speed limit, you got to get way the heck over and you can't be riding 2 abreast and doing all that stuff that a lot of the cyclists do.
I'm not making charges to all cyclists. I think it's more than 50% of cyclists think they own the road.
And, you know, I can't argue with the percentage because there's no data.
There is no data. I don't know how you measure that. You know,
50, is it 90?
It could be 51. It could be 99. I don't know.
Because I don't know either. I just know how I ride, and I don't ride with a lot of people here because I just kind of go off and do my own
thing. Well, Jim, I wish more people rode like you do.
Yeah, I do too because it pisses me off because then it gets folks like that are calling angry.
Cyclists get a bad name.
Because, yeah, and when I see them, I actually stop cyclists sometimes and say, don't do that, man. You're making
Come on, give us a bad name.
You got to get people angry, and right. One of us is going to get hit. So.
And motorists do stupid stuff all the time.
Right.
But again, these roads were built for motorists.
For motorists,
I mean, that's what they were built for. They weren't built for cyclists.
And last thought for you.
Yeah.
I hate all the matching colors, spandex stuff.
I know, and I got you know, lambasted for that. They said, you probably like watching football and men in tights on Sunday.
And here's last thought for you. I'm sorry, I keep saying that.
No, that's fine.
These serious riders actually do stuff like shave their legs because they think it's like
they're more aerodynamic.
Like racers that are supposed to be able to go a little bit faster.
Yeah, they're going to get an extra, you know, 1/100th of a mile in 30 seconds.
All right, John. Have
All right,
a good
man.
Day, man.
You too, Jim. Happy Father's Day if you're a father.
See you. Bye.
303-713-7600. David on a cell. You're with John Turk on AM 760.
Happy anniversary, John.
Thank you, sir.
And with Father's Day coming up, happy Father's Day to everybody. And you know, I didn't even know who this John and Kate folks were.
Oh.
I kept looking at the magazines, and so I'm excited to hear that they're going to have a life-changing announcement. I hope.
Oh man,
we'll never hear about them again because
hope we never do hear about them again.
That'd be perfect. Hey, I got thoughts on all three of your topics today.
Yes, sir.
The bicycle thing, you know, it's tricky because we need to start finding other ways to get people around. I used to live in Davis, California, which had the most bicycles per capita of any city in the United States, and it was a different thing though because they rode a bicycle to get somewhere. And one thing I've seen out here is what basically I call exhibitionist driving. You know, I don't understand. And you can get a ticket for doing it in a car or on a motorcycle, but you know, on a bicycle, maybe the same should apply. I had an experience where I was taking my bike to the emergency room in downtown Boulder. And a woman was right in my lane going 15 miles an hour, and I couldn't get around her, and I couldn't figure out it was either run her down for being late to the hospital, and I just had to wait it out. It was not something I was happy about. But I do support the concept of people moving themselves around, you know, in much more energy-efficient ways. So little tricky there, I suppose.
It is tricky. And it's like, you know, we'd like to widen these roads and give them room, but where does the money come from? Do we register,
well,
like one caller suggested, registration fee?
I used to ride all the time in California, and I don't ride out here just because, well, there isn't a spot for it, and drivers aren't paying attention, and then I don't want to be associated with bicyclists that are, you know, fake Tour de France guys, you know.
Yeah.
The North Korean thing, you know, it's a real shame that, you know, we have to, you know, buck up against certain countries when really what we're talking about are individuals. You know, the Iraq war, I would have supported if we had just said, listen, there's a guy there who is the equivalent of stuff on the bottom of the shoe of humanity, and he's just such an awful person to everybody, including his own people. We just want him out of there. You know, you can bring him to the border in a straitjacket, and we'll give you, you know, $1 billion, and no one gets hurt. And so Kim Jong, you make me ill. The same thing. The guy's just a nut job, you know?
Yeah, he scares me more than Ahmadinejad.
Oh, yeah, and but it's not the North Korean people. It's him. You know?
Yeah, it's him. And his son, that's like 26 years old, that's set to take over.
Oh, yeah, he'll be a brilliant leader, yeah. I'm sure. You know, but it's like maybe we should just say, you know, we don't have a problem with you. We had a problem, I mean, with the country. You know, we're declaring war on.
Yeah, I say they need to port this ship as quickly as possible and find out what's on it.
Oh, God, I do, too. Yeah, I really do, too. And
I mean, a 4th of July attack on Hawaii would not be pretty.
No. Well, I don't think that's likely to happen, but, you know.
I don't either. I think we could intercept it, but, you know, we just don't want to get into a war. This could cause a World War III, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think China and North Korea, I think this all comes to a head with Iran. I am so worried about the world today right now with Iran, North Korea, China, and everything going on, and then our involvement in the Middle East, and it's like we used to be kind of like the good guy in the world. Now it just seems like we're not looked at very well.
Well, no. We made a concerted effort to look bad for quite a number of years, and it's paying off.
Hey, I got 30 more seconds for you. I got to hit a break, Dave. What was your last topic?
Oh, God, what was your last topic? Is it John and Kate? I think you got them all.
All right, perfect. Happy hey, thanks a lot, David. Yeah. Same to you if you're a dad, okay?
Yeah, I am.
All right. Happy Father's Day. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
303-713-7600. Brad, Tim, William, want to talk to y'all. Hang on. Got to hit a short timeout with traffic and Todd Parker.
Usually Fridays are going to be lighter than usual traffic-wise, and that's just following true for this morning's commute. Southbound I-25, busy as you're coming in from 104th to 84th. That drive's going to take you about 5 minutes as speeds are running in the 40s and 50s. Same deal for southbound 225 from Yosemite to I-25. But again, no significant delays as you're out and about and things do get up and running. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At Freeway Ford, we sell cars and trucks for less every day. Right now, get a loaded 08 Ford Explorer for just $16,900. That's a loaded 08 Ford Explorer in your driveway for just $16,900. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
Mario Solis Marriage. TGI.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home 4 times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
And mention this ad to receive 10% off on your purchase. For details, call 303-205-WOOD. 303-205-WOOD. Or lowershardwoods.com.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. If I know about something great, you know I have to share it. And that's how I feel about Rocky's Autos. Let me give you some reasons why you should shop at Rocky's Autos. Number one, they're locally owned and operated, and they care about the community that they do business in. They're big supporters of AM 760 and have been big supporters of my show. And I thank them for that, and I think you should patronize people locally who do spend their hard-earned money to advertise. Second of all, they have the largest selection of clean, late-model, previously owned vehicles in all of Colorado. These things are great, the selection is great, and you're bound to find something that you like. Plus, you get more bang for your auto buck. You know, you go buy a new car, oh, it smells great, and all of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rocky's Autos, drop by and see any of my friends at Rocky's. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. That's Rocky's Autos at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
This Father's Day, say goodbye to lame gifts and pick up a TomTom. It's the easy-to-use GPS that makes the perfect gift for Dad. And right now, you can save up to $50 on select models. TomTom. Go confidently.
Wondering what to do on Father's Day? Hi, this is Mario. Take Dad or Grandpa to the Wings Over the Rockies Air and Space Museum. You'll see a B-1 bomber and an X-Wing fighter from Star Wars, y mucho más. For information, go to wingsmuseum.org. That's wingsmuseum.org.
6:56, 4 minutes before 7 o'clock here at AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Try to get a couple in here before we hit top of the hour news. Let's go to Tim on a cell phone. Tim, thanks for hanging on. You with me, Tim?
Yeah. Good morning,
hey, buddy.
John.
Good morning.
Hey, a couple quick things on this bike thing. First of all, I'm an avid cyclist. Due to some medical issues I'll go into in a second, I used to ride a lot, and I think it's both sides need to just kind of back down, chill out a little bit. The event coming up in July, I haven't checked, but I'd be willing to bet that's probably a fundraising. A lot of these tours that they're called aren't really races. They're a charity ride, which I've participated in. I was just driving in from Lafayette into Boulder this morning, saw probably 10 cyclists. And again, most of them were doing, you know, they're on the right-hand side, plenty of room. The cars were going around. 3 feet is a lot of space when you get down to it. If you're riding like you should be, you shouldn't have to move out of the way, and I agree.
Yeah, that's basically the full width of a cycler on a bike, I would think,
yeah.
About 3 feet.
And, you know, again, cyclists need to be smart, too. We need to make sure that we're not pissing people off. And, you know, because, again, we lose in a battle with a car anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Also, about the enforcement, I work on campus in Boulder, and the police at certain intersections where people are known to blow through stop signs on bikes, and they will pull them over and ticket them. I've seen numerous.
You've seen
times.
It. Yeah, I'm glad. You know, I'm glad they're actually out there doing that because I've never seen it. I've never seen it in 34 years here living in Colorado.
Yep. And then real quick, I have a rare form of cancer, and I went for my monthly checkup yesterday, and my doctor had prescribed a medication to take, and my insurance company turned it down because their doctors don't see it as a drug to be used in a certain type of cancer that I have. And it's a $6,000 for a one-month prescription. And obviously,
geez,
out of pocket, there's no way. And my doctor said when he started 9 years ago on this type of cancer that it was $400 for a month's supply. And now it's up to $6,400.
Oh, man, Tim, that stinks.
You know,
I got 20 seconds left, so wrap it up.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So that's about it. Happy Father's Day to you.
Same
happy
to you, man. Tim, I wish you the best. If there's anything I can do for you, will you let me know?
Let's go play golf sometime.
Let's do that, man. Let's go talk and play golf. That sounds awesome.
Okay.
Happy Father's Day, brother.
Thanks. Same to you.
A couple minutes before 7 o'clock, I want to tell you all to hang on. Brad, Michelle, William, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Are you having trouble with your memory? Are you unable to recall information about yourself, your family, or friends? Do you often forget where you placed items such as your keys, wallet, or glasses? If you're a healthy man or woman over the age of 55 and are currently experiencing mild memory problems, the Division of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Colorado Denver is recruiting people like you to participate in a study to determine whether exercise training or a study drug can improve memory function. The study drug and exercise both help improve insulin to work better in the body. Insulin is also important for healthy brain function. For your participation, you'll receive health screening tests which include information on memory function, diabetes, cholesterol, body fat, and bone density. Monetary compensation will be available for eligible participants. If you or someone you know is over the age of 55 and would like further information regarding this study, please call 720-848-6376.
Again, that's 720-848-6376.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. There's breaking news from Richmond, Virginia. Texas banking billionaire Alan Stanford is in the federal courthouse now to face criminal charges in connection with an alleged $8 billion Ponzi scheme. Stanford turned himself into the FBI last night. CBS News correspondent Bob Orr is in Richmond.
To this point, Stanford and his attorney both deny any wrongdoing. And Stanford says it's absurd to say that he was running a Ponzi scheme. But the government is going to, apparently today, lay out its case alleging just that.
A government complaint accuses Stanford of paying early investors in the scheme with money he collected from customers who got in later in the game. Overseas, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, the supreme leader of Iran, told a cheering crowd in Tehran a week of anti-government protests has got to stop.
I want everyone to put an end to this. This is not the right thing to do.
Khamenei said Iran's enemies in the West were behind mass demonstrations in support of defeated presidential candidate Mir Hussein Mousavi. He said the election was fair, and protesters will face the consequences if they don't back off. A new UN report says a record 1.2 billion people are hungry worldwide. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. Why, Steve, and why should Americans be concerned?
Well, we should be concerned because hunger and poverty can pose what the report calls a serious risk to everyone's peace and security, from isolated food riots overseas to terrorism. The new spike in world hunger is being blamed on the economic crisis and food prices, with developing nations needing more aid and better ways to grow crops. And the recession means more people are eating less nutritious food, and that could affect child development. Frank.
Taking no chances, the Pentagon has started deploying defense systems in the Pacific to protect Hawaii in the event of an expected North Korean missile launch next month. Asia-Pacific security expert Denny Roy believes the North Koreans are too rational to do anything that would endanger American territory.
I would say that in July, the people of Hawaii need not be worried about a missile striking Hawaii.
A study of healthcare workers around the country who came down with the H1N1 swine flu shows that most didn't do enough to protect themselves. Only half wore gloves when examining a patient. Even fewer routinely wore gowns, goggles, and masks. Well, federal officials say the flu's beginning to show up in summer camps. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnato.
The CDC is telling camp officials and parents, watch for signs of flu and send sick kids home until they've been symptom-free for 24 hours. The New York Times scanned some local papers and found probable swine flu cases being reported at camps in California, Georgia, and North Carolina. Right now, nearly 90% of flu cases tested nationwide turn out to be the new H1N1 swine virus. Frank?
Well, the skies over Bethpage, Long Island have cleared and first-round play has resumed at the U.S. Open. Half the field couldn't even get on the course yesterday because of the rain. Tournament officials hope to complete the first round today. Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are up 2 points. This is CBS News.
Conversations for a smarter planet. Our topic, smarter healthcare. Today, 25% of our healthcare dollars are eaten by administrative costs. How can we make our healthcare systems more efficient? For some perspective, we talked with Joe Jasinski, a healthcare researcher at IBM.
All over the world, people want access to healthcare that is readily available, safe, effective, and affordable. To achieve that, we need to make healthcare systems smarter. Today, information is trapped in the system. Doctors, insurers, and patients aren't connected. That makes delivering healthcare complicated, time-consuming, and inefficient. Smarter healthcare systems can remove these barriers. Paperless systems can reduce medical errors. Advanced analytics will allow healthcare to become more personalized and information-based. Smarter systems mean that everyone can work as one team to put the focus where it belongs, on the patient.
IBM invites you to visit ibm.com/think and join an ongoing conversation about the most critical issues facing our planet today. Let's build a smarter planet.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Don't eat that raw Nestle Toll House cookie dough.
We've had 5 cases that tested positive for E. coli, and after doing our epidemiological work, after interviewing 4 of those 5, we found out that they all had consumed raw Nestle Toll House cookie dough.
Lori Maldonado with Colorado's Health Department says another 60 people in 28 states have also gotten sick. She says you can still use the dough, just make sure you cook it thoroughly and wash your hands after handling it. The owner of a Chinese restaurant in Thornton faces a federal charge of laundering money from growing and distributing marijuana.
The charge against 46-year-old Dan Kaltang of Thornton stems from an investigation of an indoor marijuana growing and distribution operation in the Denver area. And the West Elk Mine in Somerset has laid off 61 coal miners. The layoffs this week at the Western Colorado mine follow the recent release of about 40 contract employees. Company officials say they're the result of an unprecedented contraction in recent months. Sports: Rockies begin a homestand against Pittsburgh tonight, a home series, that is, against Pittsburgh, after beating Tampa Bay yesterday 4-3. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The metro highways continue to be in pretty good shape. We're seeing those usual slowdowns on I-25 downtown, as well as on the southbound side near 84th. 225 busier after that Parker curve up towards I-25. A little bit of heavy pockets as well. Westbound 76, 74th up to 270. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect sunny skies, a high of about 80 degrees today. Chance of seeing some showers in the overnight when the low drops down to 54 degrees. Currently, we're at 59. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The best used car prices are just a click away at cheaperusedautos.com. Over 500 vehicles, all makes and models. Cheaperusedautos.com. Fast, easy financing, and always the lowest prices. Shop cheaperusedautos.com.
This summer, when you're getting ready to take the family on the road, Sears will make sure your car is just as prepared. Hurry into the Sears Automotive Center, where you'll find all BF Goodrich and Michelin tires on sale. And with our lowest price guarantee, no one beats our prices, period. Plus, when you buy a set of Michelin tires, you'll get free mounting, wheel balance, and road hazard via mail-in rebate, a $56 value. Drive-ins and appointments are welcome. So hurry into Sears, because this offer ends June 27th. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears, life well spent.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hour two of the Jay Marvin Show underway. I'm John Turkman, filling in all week long. It's been a great week of radio for me. I've had a lot of fun talking to everybody. Our phone number here, 303-713-7600. Been taking your phone calls in the first hour on a bevy of issues. I'm going to kind of keep the mold of what Jay used to do on Friday with Topic Free Friday. Anything on, anything out there going on, you want to get it on the radio, get it off your mind, please give me a call, 303-713-7600. We've talked about this feud between cyclists and motorists and this plan to, of motorists anyway, up in Left Mile Canyon. And Lee Hill Road, Left Hand Canyon, excuse me, and Lee Hill Road plan on blocking this 100-mile annual cycling event on July 25th. Meanwhile, there's a law going into effect on August 5th that will give bikers more power, I guess, on the roads. The law requires motorists to give cyclists 3 feet of space when passing. It increases the penalty for tossing objects at riders. It also allows cyclists to ride two abreast in most situations and to ride in the middle of mountain roads if shoulders don't exist or aren't safe. I'm all about that. No tossing objects at riders. That's extremely dangerous. But I don't know about allowing them to ride two abreast in most situations and to ride in the middle of mountain roads if the shoulders don't exist. What do you think? 303-713-7600. I tend to land on the side with motorists on this one. I believe that most bicyclists, and that could just be 51%, it could be 99%, think that they own the road. 303-713-7600, also talking about North Korea. Officials are tracking, and U.S. is tracking a suspicious ship from North Korea. The U.S. military tracking a ship from North Korea that may be carrying illicit weapons. The first vessel monitored under tougher new United Nations rules meant to rein in and punish the communist government following a nuclear test, officials said yesterday. Defense Secretary Robert Gates said he has ordered additional protections for Hawaii just in case North Korea launches a long-range missile over the Pacific Ocean. The suspect ship could become a test case for interception of the North's ships at sea, something the North has said it would consider an act of war. Officials said the U.S. is monitoring the voyage of the North Korean-flagged Kang Nam, which left port in North Korea on Wednesday. On Thursday, it was traveling in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of China. Two officials said on condition of anonymity to discuss intelligence. When the Kang Nam was carrying was not known, but the ship has been involved in weapons proliferation, one official said. The ship is among a group that is watched regularly, but is the only one believed to have cargo that could potentially violate the U.N. resolution. Gates said the Pentagon is concerned about the possibility of a North Korean missile launch in the direction of Hawaii. A Japanese newspaper reports that they could launch this thing on the 4th of July intended towards Hawaii. I'm getting pretty scared of North Korea. Am I paranoid? I think we need to port this ship right away and see what's on there. 303-713-7600. Let's go back to the phones. Michelle, hang on. I'm coming to you. Brad, you're first on AM 760. I'm John Turk.
Hi, John.
Hey, buddy.
This bicycle thing, a few years ago, my brother was walking in Wash Park, and he did that a lot, and he was just walking along, and there was three cyclists racing, coming down in perpendicularly, and the front bike basically ran over my brother, broke his jaw, damaged his shoulder. He had to be taken by ambulance to the hospital. He ended up having surgery on his jaw. Ended up with over $30,000 worth of medical bills. And the bicyclist took no responsibility at all. Said that he walked in front of him. That my brother walked in front of the bicyclist.
Wow. Did the bicyclist pay for any of this?
No, not a dime.
Not a dime. Was there any involvement with authorities?
My brother checked in with a lawyer about suing him and stuff, and said it'd be a tough case because it's basically his word against the bicyclists. And I think,
that's another thing we haven't really even discussed is the potential danger to just pedestrians in parks. I'll tell you what, there's a bar I like to frequent on Colfax. I'll go ahead and give it a plug. It's called Sancho's. Okay, it's right there by the Fillmore. And I've had times where I step out of the bar and a bike is coming down the path. I've almost gotten hit by a bike there about 15 times. People cruising up going about 20 miles an hour at Colfax on their bike.
Well, I always thought the pedestrians always had the right of way.
Yeah, they do. Yes, pedestrians always have the right of way.
Yeah.
So,
this was obviously wrong, but he took no responsibility.
No responsibility. So he didn't say, let me split the bill with you or anything like that, huh?
No. And my brother didn't have health insurance either.
So this was all out of pocket.
Yeah.
How's your brother doing nowadays?
Oh, he's doing fine. But, it totally screwed up his credit and everything else because of the bills.
Yeah.
And the guy that hit him was a pre-med student.
Ironic.
Yeah, rather.
Well, listen, I hope your brother's okay. And like I said, this brings a whole new issue to the biker motors debate. What about pedestrians? What about some of these older folks that are using the walking paths and having to share with bicyclists? Who has the right of way? Should be the pedestrian, but sometimes it doesn't seem like that's the case.
Well, and in Wash Park, I think there's a 10-mile-an-hour speed limit for bicycles or something like that.
Is that right?
But these guys are racing.
Yeah. Well, I think it's maybe time we widen these roads and give them other places to ride, but where does the money come from? That's another question we can talk about.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call. I appreciate you holding on through news, Brad.
No problem.
All right. 303-713-7600. Also have the Mile High Festival giveaway today. If you get in on the show, we'll take your name and number, pull a name at the end of the show, and if you are the lucky one, you'll win a free pair of tickets to the Mile High Music Festival, Saturday, July 18th at Dick's Sporting Goods Field. That show features Widespread Panic, Tool, G-Love and Special Sauce. You also got Big Head Todd and the Monsters, who are awesome right now. I definitely suggest you see them. God, I miss the days when Todd used to come in and do radio here with Jay. Wasn't that a lot of fun? Let's go to Michelle on a cell. Michelle, welcome to AM 760.
What's up, sweetie pie?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Good to hear your voice.
Tell Jay I love him, and I hope he gets well soon.
I will do it.
Okay, the turbulence. Man, Dick Cheney needs to be quiet, number one.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about terrorists. They sat for 8 years and did nothing about all of these threats, and now they're coming to a head. I cannot believe what's going on with Iran, with China, with Korea, all these people wanting to destroy us now.
I know. It seems like our reputation around the world is an all-time low.
And poor Obama to have to deal with all of this. for his first term, I think is really, really crazy. I don't know if he can fix it 100%. I think he's trying his hardest, but I don't know if this is changeable, because for the simple fact that so much damage has been done. We got involved in the Middle East. We never should have went there. Now that whole from Iran to Afghanistan, I mean, it's bad. It's really, really bad.
It is bad. The whole Middle East, I think, is, I mean, it's just such a mess out there. And I think our involvement in the Middle East needs to kind of dissipate.
We need to get out of there, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, now you have that Ayatollah guy. I listened to him.
Yeah,
he said it's our fault.
Yeah, he's blaming Britain and the U.S. mostly.
Yeah, for what they're going through, which isn't true, but for the simple fact that we've gotten involved in all of that, it's put us in a place where, what are we going to do if something does happen? If Korea does shoot off a missile, what are we going to do? We have no military.
And they're saying if we dock the ship or we mess with them, it's an act of war.
Exactly. So even
I see it coming to a head, and in a bad way.
In a bad way, too.
I mean, maybe not a World War III, but, man, a huge, huge international global crisis. And you know.
Yeah, and they have so much more military force than we do. Their military is huge. What are we going to do? You have everybody over in the Middle East. I have a friend over in Afghanistan right now. What are we going to do? There's not much we can do because we've gotten in such a bad mess. That's why they need to tell Dick Cheney to shut the hell up.
Yeah, he needs to get off. I don't know why he still has a platform. Who's the leader of the Republican Party right now? Is it Dick Cheney? Is it Rush Limbaugh?
Rush Limbaugh? And he needs to shut up, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think he needs to be taken off the air.
Where's the Republican leadership?
They don't have any.
They don't.
They don't have any. All they do is stand against everything that the Democrats and Obama's trying to do.
Go back
That's
and read,
all they do.
Go back and read the Tom Dickinson article from Rolling Stones a few mm-hmm. weeks ago. It's about the collapse of the Republican Party and about how they're chasing all their moderates out. It's like they want to be as far right as they possibly can.
Yeah, and they want to just hate, hate, hate. Everything
yep.
is wrong, wrong, wrong. Well, where's your plans to fix it? Because we haven't seen any in 8 years, and we're still waiting for you to do something.
Yep.
Other than say, I hate this, I don't like this, I'm not for this. I think the Republican Party is asinine, and I think Dick Cheney needs to shut up.
Yep, I'm with you there, Michelle. Hey, thanks a lot. You want your name in the running for the Mile High Music Fest giveaway?
Sure.
All right. We'll be drawing a name here at the end of the show, and your name may be picked, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for calling in. I think I'm going to be in next week, so call me next week as well.
Okay. Have a good anniversary.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Michelle. All right. Bye-bye. 303-713-7600. Back to the phones. We're going to Dan in Lakewood. You're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, John. Hey, listen, you know, my wife brought this up a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago, about, you know, we have to share the road with bicycle riders, and I have nothing against them, but why do I have to share the road with these guys, and they don't have to get license plates, and they don't have to get insurance? Let's make it fair for everybody if we're going to be sharing the road.
So you agree with what maybe registration fees for bicyclists?
We got to share the road, right?
Yeah, and if an accident's caused on the road by a bicycle, where does insurance come in?
That's right. And so I think it's only fair. I'm not trying to pick on bicycle riders. I know this has turned in the last 2 days. I hate to say this. I don't think this is as important as other issues. But
no, I agree. But, you know, it's something going on locally, and it's fun to talk about.
And I do. And I don't want to beat up bicycle riders. I got friends and people that I know that are really into it and good for them. It's healthy, and they're getting out of their house and getting off their butt, which I think is great. But on the other hand, like I said, I live in the Lakewood Green Mountain area, and bicycle riders are all over the place. And you got to be very aware of it more than kids.
More than kids cruising around the neighborhoods.
Exactly. Hey, you know an issue I really think you guys need to talk more about?
Yeah, go ahead. That's why I'm Topic Free Friday. Bring it up.
Okay, healthcare. You got to get on it. And I'm more.
We talked about healthcare yesterday.
I'm more upset with the Democratic senators. I'm not upset with the Congress. The Congress, the representatives, the promoters, those guys want a plan. But the Democratic senators, they're bought and paid for. These guys are just a joke. I hammered at Udall's office yesterday and Bennett's office because they won't take a stand. They do not want to take a stand on this issue.
Yeah, here's an instant message that's kind of in line with what you're talking about. This comes from Danny. John, I know all politics are local, but the absence of discussion on your program about the biggest backstabbing issue since the Supreme Court gave Bush the presidency is shocking. The fact that the Democrats came out with a health care plan yesterday that didn't include a public option is a slap in the face to everyone. I can't think of one thing they have done since being in office that really makes me proud to have voted Democratic. Why waste my time? I've never been so mad and will be calling my senators today.
Hey, that's me right there. I couldn't say anymore. The guy's named Danny?
Good yep.
guy.
Hey, yep.
John.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. Happy Father's Day for your father.
No, I'm not, but thanks anyway.
All right. Thank you. 303-713-7600. Going to step aside for a quick timeout. Dave, Doug, Lynn, don't go anywhere. I will take your phone calls after this break. We're in Topic Free Friday. What do you want to talk about? Iran? You want to talk about North Korea? We got this little conference that's going on in Vail. There are all these officials from cities are going up and supposed to be taking place in these workshops and stuff and how to make their municipalities better. Looks like they're goofing off instead and wasting our tax money. Drives me crazy. 303-713-7600. More of your calls next after we check traffic with Todd Parker.
No surprises as you're out and about. Southbound I-25 getting real crunchy as you're making your way across the downtown area. Pretty much I-70 towards Spear. Does look a lot better, though, once you're making that stadium curve and then underneath the bridges past DU. No problems to report, but we are seeing those slowdowns as well on the southbound side of 225 after Parker Road to past Yosemite. I'm Todd Parker, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
Tired of happy hour specials that really aren't so special? Try...
Go solar now and get free electricity for a year. Learn how to take advantage of rebates and tax incentives that reduce the cost of solar by up to 60%. Now, for the first time, go solar with no down and no interest for up to 18 months with independent power systems, same as cash financing. Learn how Tuesday, June 30th, 7 p.m. at the Washington Street Community Center. That's Tuesday, June 30th, 7 p.m. at the Washington Street Community Center. RSVP at solarips.com/washpark. Street Community Center. That's Tuesday, June 30th, 7 p.m. at the Washington Street Community Center. RSVP at solarips.com/washpark.
Great gifts, incredible prices. The Joseph A. Bank Father's Day Sale. All executive dress shirts, $39. Plus, all Stays Cool sport shirts, wrinkle-resistant twill pants, linen pants and shorts, $39. How about every David Ledbetter textured golf polo, all traveler twill shorts and poplin shorts, $29. Consider a huge selection of executive suits and every seersucker suit, $199. Plus, select dress pants, $69. And sport coats, an incredible $99. Joseph A. Bank, the only place for Father's Day. Now through Sunday.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, Colorado Springs, Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
The Lodge Casino is giving away cash. You'll have a chance to win $25,000 playing Rollin' in the Rockies. Win 50 times the total of your five dice roll. Roll five Lodge logos, and you'll win $25,000. The Lodge Casino, your first choice for fun.
This Father's Day, say goodbye to lame gifts and pick up a TomTom. It's the easy-to-use GPS that makes the perfect gift for Dad. And right now, you can save up to $50 on select models. TomTom, go confidently.
This is Ed Schultz. I hope you'll join me weekdays right here on AM 760 for Progressive Talk That Matters, the issues you care about. Maybe it's the economy, education, or the environment, or something like
dinner for two at the Blue Hill Restaurant in Greenwich Village, $120. Tickets to the Broadway show, $195. Having a president who's not an absolute moron like the last guy, priceless.
The Ed Schultz Show, mornings 10 to 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
723, thanks for the Big Head Todd there, Kate. Loving it. Not my favorite Big Head Todd song, but I dig it, man. I tell you what.
I love this one.
You like this one?
This is one of my favorites.
Yes. Yeah. It's just so overplayed. Todd, I hope you're not listening. I do love all your music. But, man, I tell you what, if I get a copy of that Big Head Todd show from Red Rocks, I'd be one happy kid. Black Betty in the encore. 303-713-7600, your chance to see Big Head Todd, as well as Widespread Panic and Tool and many others at the Mile High Music Festival Saturday, July 18th. That's at Dick's Sporting Goods Field in Commerce City.
And we're giving away a pair for Saturday's show. All you got to do is call in and get on with me, and we'll pick a name at the end of the show, and you will be the winner of those tickets. 303-713-7600. Let's go back to the phones, and let me get my screen up. Andy and Bailey, you're on AM 760.
How you doing?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Good, good. Hey, I just wanted to comment a few callers ago talking about Dick Cheney still being in the limelight.
Mm-hmm.
And I am, I have to admit, I'm one of the right-wing crazies. And I am a full supporter of Dick Cheney. But she said something about, in the past 8 years, I'm not doing anything about terrorism. I just want to mention that within the last 8 years after 9/11, there's now been one terrorist attack on American soil due to President Bush.
Why does the timeline always start 9/12 for folks? Why does the timeline on terrorism always start on 9/12? Wasn't 9/11 under Bush's watch?
Well, you're right. I mean, he was just getting off of it. But if we want to do that, I mean, we can go back to Bill Clinton, where he could have had Osama bin Laden before 9/11 even happened. So, I mean, we can't go back to before 9/11. Yeah, that was drastic. And
well, you got Dick Cheney running around saying America's not safe now, or is less safe now with Barack Obama in charge.
Well, to an extent, I agree with him there, just because, I mean, with...
Why, how are we less safe now?
Well, there's a couple of things. I mean, minor things that's going on. I mean, Barack Obama talking about, you know, not only getting rid of our nuclear, you know, missiles and our defense plans, but...
Has he said that? Has he said he wants to get rid of our nuclear defense plans?
He mentioned that. He mentioned that he wants to get rid of nuclear weapons, you know, over North Korea or whatever, but he said to work with that. He said that he wants to get rid of ours too.
I think everybody needs to get rid of their nuclear weapons. I think it needs to be concerted effort by everybody in the world.
Well, I agree with that too, but that's not going to happen, sadly. I mean,
yeah,
that's a good thing to wish for. But
so he talks about it. Yeah, I mean, it's maybe just an ideal, but
exactly. So, and then I mean, he wants
to, has he done anything to take down our defense system yet?
He's talked, not yet, no.
Okay, I mean, so how are we less safe?
Well, just recently where he accidentally posted all the locations of our nuclear missiles and whatnot all over the internet. I mean, that's right there. I mean, we could have had an attack any time there, just, or anybody could have picked that information up.
And Barack Obama posted those?
I don't know if it was him or if it was his administration, but
okay.
Somehow
I've not seen that story either.
Okay, well, yeah, accidentally some of the locations of our nuclear plants and our nuclear top secret hidden missiles, you know, all their locations were posted on the internet.
Mm-hmm. As a Republican, would you say that Dick Cheney is the leader of your party right now?
I do not know.
Who
is? Well, personally, I kind of like Rush Limbaugh to show up
okay.
as the Republican head.
Really?
Yeah.
That seems to be a popular choice among conservatives right now.
I mean, he's been right on. For me, I mean, my opinion, he's been right on with all the issues lately. He stood out, I mean, with his speech at CPAC, which was, you know, right on the button. And, I mean, we have a lot of people. Right now, I don't think we personally have a leader just because with how much we're in the minority right now. But we really can't claim.
Maybe that's because of the last 8 years is the reason the Republicans are in the major minority. Because Americans just said we're sick of what was going on.
I don't know. I mean, to an extent, maybe. But I don't see that as being the full answer right now. I just think people in the last election were just too uninformed and too just excited. I mean, a lot of
starstruck,
people hated
huh?
the name of
Obama. Were we starstruck?
I think so. I think we were a little starstruck with Barack Obama. And, I mean, a majority of the people from my opinion, didn't even know a lot of the issues that he talked about. You know, they just heard him speak and heard how beautiful his speeches were and said, oh, that's a great guy. I want to vote for him. You know, I don't think they really knew where he stood on a lot of issues.
Right. I would say people were less informed of what was going on during the 2004 re-election of George Bush than during the 2008 election of Barack Obama. I don't think it was a matter of people being starstruck. You saw people vote that hadn't voted ever. People, you know, they had first-time voter registration was at an all-time high. My stepmom voted. She'd never voted before in her entire life. She, you know, made sure she registered and went and voted for Obama. She wasn't starstruck. She was just sick of what was going on with the Bush administration.
Right. Well, if you look, though, we still didn't get a super high, you know, outturn for the numbers. I mean, the numbers were still, they were a little bit higher.
Yeah, still more people vote for an American Idol, but...
Right, but I mean...
It was a landslide victory. It was a landslide victory.
It wasn't a landslide. I mean...
It was a landslide.
He won with like 6 million votes. If you talk about a landslide victory, the only big landslide victory we've had lately was Ronald Reagan. That was the biggest landslide victory we had. Barack Obama won with, like, what was it, like?
I'm going to go back and find the points.
It was like 63 to 58. It wasn't that big of a margin.
All right. Well, I'm going to dig up the stats on that one for you. I can't rattle them off right off the top of my head, but I'll look it up for you and get it out here, okay?
All right, thank you.
Hey, Andy, thanks for the phone call. Please call me again. That's what we're here for, is to debate these things. 303-713-7600. Dave on a cell. You're on AM 760 with John Turk. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, John?
Good. How are you?
Good. That last caller is the exact people that the right wing wants to have listening to them that are afraid to go look for their own information and live in fear and hate.
Mm-hmm. That's really what Rush Limbaugh seems to be.
He sits there and says, "Well, we haven't had another terrorist attack on you know."
We were so on, safe after know, on 9/12 and on.
Soil. Okay, so either way, if it's not on our own soil, terrorists are still killing our soldiers overseas.
Yeah.
That doesn't matter to them. So yeah, no, they haven't curbed terrorism at all.
And just so I can get this out there, Dave, real quick, final presidential estimate, Obama 55%, McCain 44. That's 11% difference. I'd say that's a landslide. It wasn't 63, 47 or whatever he claimed it was. It's 55 to 44, and that's from the USA Today Gallup.
My whole thing is you're looking at or what I see right now is Dick Cheney is no different than Osama bin Laden running around. You have to fear them people. Be afraid of them. Be afraid of them. Be afraid of them. And that's all he's doing. That's the same thing Osama bin Laden is doing. Run around telling everybody, you know, as soon as Barack Obama went over there for his speech, he came on. Oh, be afraid. Be afraid of the West. You have to be afraid of them. You have to be afraid of them. And those are the type of people, like the last caller, that these people love because they don't educate themselves. They just listen to what, you know, and then as soon as he mentioned he listened to Rush Limbaugh, I knew he's out there and just gone. You know, there's no bringing somebody for like that back. Cause that, anybody who completely believes in anything that Rush Limbaugh has to say really needs to get an education.
Yeah, and Andy said that Rush is the leader of his party right now. Or he wishes he was.
That's sad and that's scary because the only thing Rush Limbaugh cares about is his bank account. That's why he goes on the air and he spits off all this rhetoric and hate, just like the Nazi party did. You know, they had all these radio stations that just constantly mimicked the same hateful crap all day long.
I wouldn't
thing Rush Limbaugh does.
Yeah, I would, you know, I think some of this domestic terrorism that's going on around the country has something to do with what they're hearing on these talk radios from Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity.
I completely agree.
You know, now it looks like this Holocaust museum killer had child pornography as well.
Yeah.
The FBI found child pornography on this guy. You know, sicko. Yeah, I got to say sicko. Probably fancies himself as a Christian as well.
Oh, yeah.
I think he did, you know?
Usually, you know, the thing that's sad is a lot of the hardcore Christians are the biggest hypocritical people
right.
in the world.
Yeah. Hey, great call, man.
All right, man.
Thanks a lot, Dave. Have a good one. You want your name in the running for the tickets?
Yes.
All right. It's in there. It's in the hat now, Dave.
Cool.
303-713-7600. Doug, Chet, Lynn, everybody hang on. I got to step aside for another short time out here and a few words from our sponsors. But first, Todd Parker will take a look at spotty traffic.
We've got our first wreck of the morning. It's a two-car accident eastbound I-70 at Peoria. Now it's off to the right shoulder, but may catch some looks as you're trying to get out to DIA, where consequently the security wait time less than 10 minutes. Plenty of parking spaces. Pena Boulevard's wide open. Now as far as the rest of the highways go, southbound I-25 downtown is where we're going to see speeds dip into the teens and 20s in pockets. Southbound 225 also pretty heavy approaching Yosemite. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny and warm day with a high of about 79 degrees. We'll get breezy at times. Overnight low of 54. Currently, we're at 59 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Denver, show your pride, move your ride. Help to keep Denver's streets, air, and water clean. Move your car on your street sweeping day to keep the Mile High City clean, and you won't get a ticket. Visit keepitcleandenver.org to sign up for a free e-minder or text, or call 311 for free calendar stickers.
Hey, it's Tom Hartman, and in case you haven't heard, you can hear AM 760 on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net. It's great.
We always have winners here at the Lodge Casino. I'm Mr. Money, and I'm finding out why our customers love to play here.
I like the new penny machines that they put out.
The Lodge is the best casino in Blackhawk.
Does it get any better? Well, how about a chance to win $25,000 playing Rollin' in the Rockies? Drawings every Thursday and Saturday only at the Lodge.
Lodge Casino.
Your first choice for fun.
And my first choice for winning.
Talk about climate change. Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at Coloradco.com.
Are you tired of the same old decor? The solution is Joy's Consigned Furnishings. At Joy's, you'll find a fantastic collection of gently used furniture and accessories. To get 10% off your purchase, click on Bargain Watch at am760.net.
Led Zeppelin stays in chain hotels just off the freeway. Those included.
With Hotels.com, you bet, Mr. Brojangles.
What about a bed and breakfast?
Faux shizzle.
Hotels on the moon?
No.
Accumulate 10 nights, even at different hotels, and earn a free night. Welcome rewards from Hotels.com. Smart. So smart. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
735, I'm John Turk, filling in all week long here for Jay Marvin. It looks like I may be along next week. We're trying to get everything else lined up. My replacements on the other side of the glass. Kate Fahey and Erica Kettleson have done a fine job for me this week. I want to thank both of you very much. I also want to wish my wife, Stacy, a happy 10-year anniversary. Can't believe you put up with me for 10 years. Can't believe this audience has put up with me for a full week, but we're trying to get through them. 303-713-7600. Also giving away tickets to the Mile High Music Festival. This a pair for Saturday's show with Widespread Panic and Tool at Dick's Sporting Good Field. Get in on the show. Your name will go in a hat, and I'll pick one at the end of the show, and you will be the winner. All right, it's that easy. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Doug in the midst.
What's up, buddy?
What's up?
Hey, man, Andy was a real good call. I have to give him respect. Because he was courteous.
He was cool.
Yeah, yeah, and he got his message out and all. But I got to ask him a question. You know, when it comes to this whole Iraq, the Iran, the North Korea thing, does he honestly still believe that there were any weapons of mass destruction and all that good garbage in Iraq? Why are those people just so hell-bent on believing that when there wasn't a thing over there?
Well, and Dick Cheney has also come out in the last few weeks and said, again, there's no link between Saddam Hussein and 9/11. That's Dick Cheney saying that.
Yeah, so here we should have been going after either one of those two countries who had the real nukes, but no, we had to go in there and steal oil from Iraq.
It was all about oil.
And the right supporters don't realize that Donald Rumsfeld was shaking hands with Kim Jong-il some years ago while he was selling them warheads. So the whole misconception of this thing is just beyond me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we should have taken care of one of those two countries, and then we could have walked in on like a cakewalk to take oil. I mean, if that's what they were after, they should have done the real business first. Then they could have went in there right toward the end of his regime and done that. It would have been an easier task than going in there. I mean, it was the famous cry wolf. So, Andy, I got to ask you, bud, you know, why do you still believe that? And why would you believe a lying loser like Rush Limpnode? I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Doug, I'm going to take time to read a couple instant messages real quick while you're on. Oh. This comes from Keith. Why does the right wing forget about the anthrax attacks after September 11th? We did get attacked twice on Bush's watch. And this comes from Kevin. Thank you, Kevin Carter, for this one. In 1986 at the Kate, give me, how do you say it again? In my ear.
Reykjavik.
Reykjavik, thank you, Ireland. In the Reykjavik summit, Ronald Reagan, forgive me, y'all, Ronald Reagan, Mikhail Gorbachev, both passionate about nuclear disarmament, shocked deterrence experts with an unimaginable proposal, total nuclear disarmament. This is a quote. It would be fine with me if we eliminated all nuclear weapons, said Reagan. We can do that, replied Gorbachev. Let's eliminate them. We can eliminate them. That was in 1986. So if Barack Obama says let's get rid of the nuclear arms, it's been said before by a conservative.
Absolutely. Good emails right there. I mean, it's not just rhetoric. It's not lies. It's not propaganda. And that's the problem that I have with people on the right. I got a lot of friends that are pubs, and they just get off on this Iraq thing. And then to shut one guy up, I said it was the Republic Party.
Yeah.
The guy went off, John. He's like, how dare you disgrace us? But your leader, Rush Limbnode, says it's the Democrat Party, so it's the Republic Party. But you don't like that, do you? He says, well, heck no, I don't. I said, well, then you ought to tell your boy to shut up. And he's like, wow, he's got a right. I said, and so do I.
Right.
It's the Republic Party, dude. It's the Republic Party, Republic Party, Republic Party. And he got off, man. It's like, why is it good for one side? And then when you throw these real questions at him, well, it's Clinton's fault. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it's extremely hypocritical, man.
Hey, have a good time up there in Estes Park.
I will. I'm leaving here in 2 hours and 20 minutes and going up to Estes.
Put a little bit of that Myers rum on your waffle cone up there.
Myers rum?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Myers rum on a waffle cone.
Okay. Hey, have you been to Estes Park lately?
It's been a while.
Yeah, I haven't been up there in about probably 15, 16, 17 years. So
right now,
looking forward to it.
Safe where there's no fire danger. And,
yeah, nice and wet
that.
And green.
And watch out for the elk.
Just the way I like it, wet and green.
You got it,
Doug,
man.
Thanks, man.
Have a good weekend.
All right, see you. Chet and Boulder, you're on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk with John Turk. Good morning, Chet.
Hi, John.
Hey, buddy.
No corrections, no friction Friday. How's that?
That's fine.
Okay.
You can correct me on anything.
Despite our occasional moments, today what set me off is, again, this is like 300 times it must be, how many people are we're safe now because we haven't been attacked since 9/11?
Right.
How many attacks have we stopped? How many times did they try and we prevented it?
Well, they claimed there was some attack that was going to happen in one of those buildings in L.A., one of those skyscrapers.
I haven't heard that, and I don't know who claimed it, and I really would like to
see. Well, the Bush administration said that they were, you know, that they stopped an attack on L.A.
They say that, but I'd
like to see the proof, too.
Who was it and how many times? And under Clinton, the trade centers got bombed, and they went to prison, and they're down there by Canyon City, down in Florence.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys that did it are in prison now. We got them right away. Timothy McVeigh blew up the Mirror Building. He was caught the same day he was executed.
Yeah.
So Clinton there was no terrorist that got away with it under Clinton, like people claim. And the thing about safety is...
No, they always bring up, hey, we could have gotten Osama bin Laden under Clinton.
But he hadn't bombed the trade centers yet, so why... You know, he hit a boat.
Well, we've had Michael Shore, the CIA bin Laden unit chief, has been on the show several times. And, yeah, he was called off. You know, they did have bin Laden in their sights.
I know. Well, under the Bush administration, they had him in their sights in Tora Bora.
Yeah.
But
there were children around, and they called it off.
Right. Under Clinton, bin Laden wasn't really as big a threat, nearly as big a threat, as after he killed 3,000 people.
Yeah, meanwhile, we throw those, you know, shock and awe on downtown
right.
Baghdad. How many
how
many kids were killed, you know?
Exactly.
I wonder how many children were killed by, U.S. airstrikes.
That's the freak out when we turned left and went to Iraq instead of going after bin Laden. But my main complaint is somebody publish all the terrorist attacks that we've prevented, and then I'll feel more secure.
Yeah.
But I can come out to you and say, hey, I personally have stopped four.
I stopped four attacks this week.
Yeah, me too. So I guess we are safer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey.
And by the way, it's good that you're going to Estes. I grew up in Colorado Springs. I stayed at the Broadmoor several times. Frankly, I think it's overrated. And the Penrose Room, you'll have to take out a second mortgage.
I know.
And
it's like a $500 dinner. So I did. You know, we'll go to the Broadmoor on 20th or something.
It's not that great. Go on the 40th when you got like $1 million.
When they want, you know, they wanted $230 to play another round of golf, even if you're a guest.
No, I've been there, and it's not. The hotel is just kind of run down, frankly.
Really?
It's just not.
Well,
it's
historical, and
it's
a five-star. And
a lot of those star ratings are kind of business and political, and who knows who. And I mean, it's a wonderful, wonderful place to stay, but I would much rather go to Estes Park and have access to the National Park and all that stuff.
Yeah. Hey, Chet, great call. Happy Father's Day if you're your dad.
Oh, and I hope you're on next week. I hope you get a show. I wish I still had mine. I envy you, and you're doing a better job than I did.
Oh, come on, Chet.
No, you got it. And you got this. You got the skill set. You can produce. You can run the board. You can do everything. All I can do is get on and piss people off.
Well, that's what we ask you to do, Chet. Okay.
Thanks.
All right, get on next week. I think I'll be here.
See you later.
See ya. 303-713-7600. Michael and Mike, hang on. Lynn, you're next on AM 760 with John Turk.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you today?
I'm
I want to know, you think about these bicyclists. I think they should ride two down the road because if a car is
side by side, you mean?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. If a car is coming from both ways and there's hardly a place to ride on the side, they could take out the bicyclists on the side, the car, if the other... If the other driver is too close on one side. No, I think cars have to be patient and take their time and share the road. This is
Well, we do got to share the road, but who's responsible to, like you said, if there's a car in your left-hand lane and you got a biker on your right-hand lane and you're in the right-hand lane,
that's right.
And they're kind of infringing on your lane, are you the one to be required to slow down?
Yes. Why? Well, you could take them out accidentally. Mechanical things fail on cars, or the other car could be too close to you and force you into them and take out the two cyclists. That's not good. Not good to live with. I don't
know. Well, I agree with you that we got to share the roads, but again, these roads were built for vehicles.
Yes.
You know, and it's like if we're going to widen the roads to make wider bike lanes, who's going to pay for it?
I don't know. I don't know, but I think now if they don't have them already, they have to share the road. That's all there is to it, and use caution because there's different ways of getting around now. We never had speed bikes when those roads were...
Did you hear the call at the beginning of the hour that said his brother was hit by a bicyclist at Washington Park, broke his jaw and a few other bones?
Isn't that horrible?
It is horrible. How do you stop that?
I don't know. It's a real shame. You just have
it seems to me, Lynn, like bicyclists think that they own the roads and the bike in the pass, even when pedestrians have the right of way. I've almost gotten hit by several bicyclists just out there at Colfax and Washington there by Sancho's.
And that's not good either. You know, you have to make amends and watch where you're going. And people have feet before bicycles. I can tell you that much. The people take the right of way. You have to, they have brakes. They can use them. Maybe there should be a speed limit on bikes.
Maybe they should be required to carry insurance as well if you're using the roads.
That's right. That's,
or a registration fee.
That's right. Yeah.
Because it's like the guy said, his brother was hit, but the other guy was off had no responsibility monetarily for the accident, yet he caused it.
That's right.
You know, maybe they should be required to carry insurance and a registration.
That's right. And did you say something about taxing them?
No, I don't know if another caller brought that up. No, I think he mostly just talked about registration and insurance.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. Right. But there should probably be a speed limit for bicyclists.
Well, sometimes they're coming down a mountain pass, and they are going to go 40, 50 miles an hour. And now with this new law going into effect August 5th, they can use the middle of the highway. If there's no real good lane for them to use.
Well,
that scares the heck out of me.
That's true also. That would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Right. All right. Hey, Lynn, thanks a million for the call.
Thank you.
You want to get in on the ticket giveaway?
All right.
Hold on. 303-713-7600. Going to step aside for another short break and a word from our sponsors, and then we'll come back. More of your phone calls before the top of the hour news. We'll also get an update from Mike Spirit Presidential Brokerage on what the markets are doing today. 303-713-7600. Want to talk to all of you, and we'll get back to your phone calls. But first, Todd Parker takes a look at traffic for us.
The sun's coming out, so some of those eastbound routes really starting to suffer, like 6th Avenue as you're making your way in from Lakewood area, Federal to I-25. We're also seeing eastbound 36 loading up. This is Pecos up to I-25. C-470 getting busy across Highlands Ranch right now as well. We do have a two-car accident, eastbound I-70 at Peoria. Off to the right shoulder, could catch some looks. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The best used car prices are just a click away at cheaperusedautos.com. Over 500 vehicles, all makes and models. Cheaperusedautos.com. Fast, easy financing and always the lowest prices. Shop cheaperusedautos.com.
My left-wing crazies are better than your right-wing crazies. Your right-wing crazies are incited to violence based.
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight.
I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. With no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rent-a-center.com for complete details.
Normally check in with our buddy Michael Spear, Executive Vice President of Presidential Brokerage, Inc., Intelligent Investment Guidance. You can reach him at 303-749-2770. Hey, Michael, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, John, how are you, man?
I'm good, man. Glad it's Friday.
Yeah, big
how about you?
Planned?
Yeah, it's me and the wife's anniversary, 10-year anniversary, going up to Estes Park, and then Father's Day on Sunday. And well, the U.S. A... Open all weekend.
Yeah, I heard you talking about what you were going to do. So you finally zeroed in on Estes
Park? Zeroed in on Estes Park, yes, sir.
Are you going to the Stanley?
We are not going to the Stanley. We found a different lodge up there to hang out at.
Oh, cool. You know, the Stanley is a creepy place.
Yeah, we'll probably go over there, maybe do the ghost tour and have a drink there at the little bar, but that's about it.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Good. That sounds like a good weekend.
Yeah. Hey, Michael, I'm looking at the headline here today in the business section. Stocks set for higher start. Futures higher as investors eye positive signs in the job market and Apple's new iPhone to hit shelves. How are things reacting today?
Well, the markets are slightly positive today, John. Actually, more than slightly, I would say, definitely to the upside, although not huge, certainly is to the upside. The Dow is up 53, actually 55 now. I think we're probably getting the Turk bounce. It usually bounces when we talk about it.
I like that.
The NASDAQ is up pretty strongly, up almost 1.5% or 25 points. The S&P is up 8.25. The Russell's up big, too. We know that is the Marvin, affectionately called the Marvin here. That's up 1.6% or 8 points on the day. So, yeah, I think people are seeing signs of improving economic signals, and that's moving the markets higher. Also, a lot of what people are trying to figure out these days are these dang annuities. I'll tell you, there are tons and tons of annuities out there. Many, in my opinion, are not the best ones, and a lot of them are being sold. But we're putting on, John, a nuts and bolts index annuities workshop. It's just a class to teach you what to look for if you are looking at annuities, what to avoid. There's no product here to sell, but I think it will be very, very valuable. It'll help you evaluate your annuity and know what to do with it. So if you'd like to come to it, seating is quite limited. Call 303-694-1600 to register for that right now and say, I want to go to the nuts and bolts of index annuities.
When is this workshop, Michael?
It's July 16th at 6:30 p.m. and July 18th at 9 a.m. So it's a Thursday evening and a Saturday morning. So you ought to be able to get into one of those. Be sure to call and reserve your seat because it's been a very, very popular workshop we put on, John, and it is free.
And to call to register for that workshop, 303-694-1600. And if you want to call Michael Spear and his team of experts to get started, it's 303-749-2770. Michael, you're the greatest, and I hope you have a great weekend, my brother.
Hey, you too, man. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, and I'll probably be here next week to talk to you, too, as well.
I hope so.
All right. Have a great one.
Thanks, JT.
Father's Day is right around the corner. Are you still trying to figure out what to get that dad in your life this year? Why not give him the gift of golf? Hi, it's Karen from Golf Aurora. Our 7 golf courses all sell gift cards in any denomination. Dad can use them for green fees, cart rentals, the driving range, and merchandise. Stop by any of Aurora's golf shops and pick up the gift that Dad will really appreciate, an Aurora golf gift card. Lesson packages are also available at all Aurora courses from our highly qualified professionals. For more info, visit golfaurora.com. That's golfaurora.com.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
No, you didn't. Wow, Kate, thanks. Is this your dedication to me and Stacy's 10-year anniversary?
And this is actually from Doug.
Doug in the Minst? He knows the most obscure music in the world. Who is this?
The Little River Band.
Nice call, Douglas. Thank you. It is my 10-year anniversary today. Luckiest man in the planet or in the universe to have Stacy stand by my side. I love you, baby, if you're out there listening, getting the kids ready for school. 303-713-7600. We do have full lines. I want to talk to everybody. Don't have any guests next hour as well. So if I don't get to you before CBS News, I'll get you right on the other side. Let's go in the order they came. Michael in the ranch. What's happening?
Hi, how's it going?
Good. How are you today?
Good. I just kind of wanted to jump in on this Dick Cheney thing.
Uh-huh.
He seems to be acting not so much as like the de facto leader of the Republican Party, but almost more along the lines of de facto Republican whip.
Yeah, he is.
You know, and quite
he seems more powerful than Boehner.
Perhaps. Perhaps. And, you know, and I don't have a problem with that because both parties have their...
Make them look bad.
You know, they make... You know, they both have their own whips, and those guys play a role in there. You know, and there's another part of me that views the more, I guess megalomaniac slash narcissistic view of it, in the sense that Dick Cheney was only vice president. And in the sense that, you know, he's not going to have, you know, a big library named after him or anything like that.
Right. So he wants a radio show.
This is another way for him to stay in the limelight, which
yeah.
I got no problem with that. Politicians do that all the time. And
write a book, you know, or something. Just get off TV.
I don't know. He's kind of fun to listen to, actually.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't have a problem with him going after Obama. I think during the 8 years of the Bush administration, the Democratic Party made a big push on the whole, well, you know, dissent is the highest form of patriotism. So now that Obama's in office, I don't have a problem with the Republicans going right after the president. You know, and you know, especially
I mean, you knew it was going to happen.
Sure, and especially since Obama has made some missteps. And for me, the biggest thing, my biggest anti-Obama thing is his kind of warped view of history and especially some of the misstatements he made in the Cairo speech, which I think are slightly dangerous and misinformative, especially the line he made.
He made a lot of people mad with that speech.
Well, the thing that irked me was the fact that he made the reference of, you know, it was Islamic learning that fueled the Renaissance. And he was partially right in the sense that it was Islam that fueled the Renaissance, but it was the Ottomans who sacked Constantinople that forced all the Byzantine scholars to Italy that started the Renaissance. It wasn't Islamic learning that fueled the Renaissance. It was scholars getting out of the way of their marauding army that fueled the Renaissance. And that's a fact. I mean, that's, you know, and to say that is, you know, Islamic, you know, learning fueled the Renaissance, not so much.
Okay.
You know, and that you have to be careful with stuff like that.
Yeah. You can't revise history, you know.
No, and you know, and like I said, that's one of the things that concerns me about Obama, is the fact that he does kind of like to revise history a little bit. You know, not always a great thing.
All right, anything else from you?
No, I'm good.
Hey, Michael, you want your name in the running for Mile High Music Fest tickets?
Yeah, sure, already took all my info.
Excellent. All right, man, your name's in the hat, okay?
Thanks a bunch.
Happy Father's Day if you're a dad.
Yeah, I am.
All right, happy Father's Day. 303-713-7600, David in Denver. You're on AM 760 with John Turk.
Yeah, good morning. I just had a call in earlier in the week. You had mentioned everybody was talking about religion, and that topic of Islam comes up from time to time. And it's just a subject that people still have to look a little deeper. Everybody, especially liberals, but it's conservatives too. They like to have this sort of knee-jerk reaction, oh, you know, Islam is equal to any other religion, and we can't judge and this and that. But if you look at the history, it's just factually, it's different. It has a military aspect, and it isn't just a personal thing. You know, even Obama in his speech made several misstatements. That one verse that he brought up, where he said something, he was trying to make it sound peaceful, was actually a war verse. That if you read the whole paragraph, Muhammad in that verse was condemning the Muslims for not joining him on a raid. We have to recognize that Islam is incompatible with democracy. You know, what we see happening over there in Iran now, it's meaningless, because whichever party wins, it's still an Islamic party. That means the other religions have no rights. It's just there's too much to even mention, but just people have to educate themselves. And an earlier caller said that the conservative caller who called in needed to educate himself. All of you listening, please, there's plenty of information on the internet. One website called The Religion of Peace is particularly good. And I don't know. What do you know about all this, John?
Well, I think if I had more time, I'll try to get to this on the other side. I got about 20 seconds left, David, so I'll try to respond to your phone call here after news. But you bring up some good points. You know, I think that maybe democracy isn't the only way to go. Who's to say that democracy is the only way to live? 303-713-7600. In a nutshell, that's my opinion on that one, David. More of your phone calls right after news. Don't go anywhere. Kirk and Jeff, you're on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Now there's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us. You can listen to AM 760 on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
Live streaming courtesy of Pianos and Pianos.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net. Stay connected. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. A report the UN is releasing today puts the number of hungry people around the world at more than 1 billion, about one out of every six people on the planet. CBS News correspondent Steve Cavin.
The numbers are startling, with world hunger reaching the billion people mark for the first time. The report blames the global recession and food prices and agriculture problems in developing nations. But the head of the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization clings to hope hunger can be conquered.
Yes, we can do it. We need to mobilize.
He's urged President Obama to take the lead, warning hunger and poverty threaten world peace and security. Steve Cathan, CBS News.
Now, this is just in. The Nestle Company is recalling a number of Toll House refrigerated cookie dough products. Some people who ate the dough raw, in spite of label warnings telling them not to, they took ill. Overseas, the Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has a word to the wise. Last week's presidential election was on the square, so stop protesting.
If they don't stop this, then the consequences and the writing, everything, they will be held accountable for all this.
The Ayatollah blames Iran's enemies in the West for a week of mass protest and says he won't cave in to demands for a new election. Middle East analyst Hazir Tamorian says opposition leaders will have to make the next move.
They have to go back to their supporters, and they have got to decide what to do. If they decide to continue with the street protests, the Ayatollah has virtually denounced them as enemy agents.
Hadiga Ami with the International Campaign for Human Rights says more opposition leaders have gone missing.
There are a lot of people that we know of that we cannot find and we cannot contact, and their families cannot.
Here at home, Texas banker Alan Stanford is in the federal courthouse in Richmond, Virginia. He'll stand before a judge a few hours from now in connection with an alleged $8 billion Ponzi scheme. CBS News correspondent Bob Orr.
It's unclear exactly what the charges are because they're under federal seal. But we've been led to believe, to expect that Mr. Stanford and others could face charges involving wire and mail fraud. Those are very serious charges. Nevertheless, his attorney again last night reiterated that Stanford has done nothing wrong.
Apple's new iPhone is going on sale at stores around the country. The lines aren't as long as they were for past versions because Apple and AT&T have been taking orders online. But that didn't stop some Apple diehards from camping out all night at the Apple store in Los Angeles.
It's all about the technology, man. Oh, that's what it's all about. I'm here every year for the phone. Just have to have the new gadget.
On this Friday before Father's Day, President Obama is taking time to talk about fatherhood and to promote the importance of being a good dad. Despite its reputation, it doesn't rain all the time in Seattle. In fact, the city didn't get any rain for 29 days. Until the skies opened up last night, the dry spell tied a record for May and June, and Seattle can expect more rain. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead 51 points. This is CBS News.
Ma'am, I need you to slow down and tell me exactly what you saw.
Okay, officer. Well, he had these crazy, huge eyes, and they just stared at me.
Uh-huh. About how tall?
About 3 inches high, 6 inches wide. I think he was made of money, and he just stared.
Ma'am, that was the money you could be saving with Geico.
No, it wasn't.
Did you hear this music when you saw him?
Yes!
Have a good day, ma'am.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com.
What's the true cost to own a minivan? If you choose the Honda Odyssey, the answer is less than you might think. Because it's a top safety pick by the Insurance Institute of Highway Safety, your insurance costs can be significantly lower over the long term. Plus, it's nice to know your passengers will feel protected too. Good reasons why the Odyssey is the best-selling minivan in America.
Based on Arnold Polk & Company retail registrations for the minivan segment January through November 2008, based on Edmunds.com's true cost to own for the first 5 years of ownership.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. No tornadoes touched down in Colorado yesterday, but lightning struck and injured a 41-year-old man last night at Boomerang Golf Course in Greeley. Witnesses say it wasn't a direct hit, but it did knock the man unconscious. Doctors still aren't sure if it's the H1N1 virus or another strain, but 14 Boy Scouts and one adult staffer are under quarantine at a camp in southern Colorado. One tested positive for the flu. The scouts and medic are being kept in a separate area at the San Isabel Boy Scout. Conservation groups are turning up the pressure on Governor Bill Ritter to halt work on a plan for more than 4 million acres of roadless forest land in Colorado and wait for a national policy from the Obama administration. And a wolverine being tracked by the New York-based Wildlife Conservation Society has wandered into Colorado. Jerry Neal with the Colorado Division of Wildlife.
These animals do have a tremendous range. This guy has traveled 500 miles, so they will continue tracking his movements.
That particular wolverine was first tagged in Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming. It's the first known wolverine in Colorado since 1919. Sports, the Rockies begin a home series against Pittsburgh tonight. They beat Tampa Bay yesterday 4-3. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's a busy drive as you're out and about. Westbound 270 really starting to load up across Commerce City, Vasquez to 76. Now we do have a crash in the cleanup stages. Eastbound I-70 at Peoria off to the right shoulder. Surface street accidents that may get in your way as well. Got one on Peoria. This is south of I-70 as well as on the ramp to Santa Fe from northbound I-25. That's where a couple cars did mix it up. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a warm one today with a high of about 79, almost 80 degrees. Currently already 64. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Make Dad's Day with a gift from the JCPenney Father's Day Sale this Friday and Saturday. Cash in on style with instant money from JCPenney. Get $10 off with a coupon when you spend $50. Style, quality, and price matter. JCPenney.
This summer, when you're getting ready to take the family on the road, Sears will make sure your car is just as prepared. Hurry into the Sears Automotive Center, where you'll find all BF Goodrich and Michelin tires on sale. And with our lowest price guarantee, no one beats our prices, period. Plus, when you buy a set of Michelin tires, you'll get free mounting, wheel balance, and road hazard via mail-in rebate, a $56 value. Drive-ins and appointments are welcome. So hurry into Sears, because this offer ends June 27th. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Life. Well. Spent.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:07, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock here in the Mile High City. I'm John Turk, filling in for Jay Marvin all week long. It's been a really fun week for me, getting to talk to all of you. So we're kind of pulling the thing Jay used to do on Fridays, Topic Free Friday. Anything you want to talk about flies here today at 303-713-7600. We've talked about several issues this morning, the problem with North Korea, talking about the problem with Iran. We're also talking about Dick Cheney being the head of the Republican Party. And our caller before the end of the hour was talking about how, I don't know if I'm misunderstanding what he was trying to say, but it seemed to me like he was saying there's no place for Islam in the world today. And I got to disagree. He said basically, you know, that they cannot run with in a democracy. Who's to say that the democracy is the only way to run things? 303-713-7600. Also talking about cyclists versus motorists, the debate we had yesterday. Still looks like they're going to have these, they're going to try to block this this ride on July 25th. Some motorists are upset, you know, with what's going on there and up in Boulder County, and they want to stop this bike ride. And I don't know if you've seen this. There's a new law going into effect August 5th. It requires motorists to give cyclists 3 feet of space when passing. It also increases the penalty for tossing objects at riders. And catch this one. Allows cyclists to ride two abreast in most situations and to ride in the middle of mountain roads if shoulders don't exist or aren't safe. 303-713-7600. We're going to go back to the phone calls. Kirk Young, the longest. Thanks for hanging in there. You with me, Kirk?
Hey, yeah.
Hey, buddy.
I just want to vent a little bit about the cyclist.
Uh-huh.
I've lived in Boulder and Denver, and I think they don't they have their own path in Boulder?
Seems like most of them. Yeah, seems like most of them do. Do you see them impeding into motorist traffic, though, ever up there?
Yeah, the thing I notice is that they don't really adhere to the same rules that motorists do.
That's my observation. That's why I brought it up yesterday and again this morning, because I took a lot of guff after the show yesterday.
I mean, if we're all making a right-hand turn at a light, you know, they bound up to the front of the line. They don't, you know, I don't know. Plus, I have a lot of trouble with them on the jogging paths.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it seems like they all think they're Lance Armstrong, you know, training for the tour or something.
That's what I said earlier. And I'm not trying to make fun of their outfits. I mean, people could say what I wear to work on a daily basis is pretty ridiculous, too.
Right.
But, you know, it does seem like, down in Highlands Ranch where I live anyway, it doesn't seem like most of them obey the laws. You know, after talking about it yesterday, I made sure I came to a complete stop at every stop sign. I was really conscious of bikers yesterday. And we all got to share the roads. But, again, it seems to me like they believe they own the roads and that they have the right of way compared to motorists.
Right. And they, you know, they cause hazards by, you know, weaving in and out and whipping by your window and stuff like that. You know, they have their own path that they can.
And if they want to widen these roads, how are we going to pay for it?
I have no idea.
I mean, should we slap a registration fee on bike owners?
Yeah.
Maybe provide them to carry insurance as well?
They should have licenses and, you know, insurance and everything like that if they're going to be on the road with us. Motorcyclists do.
Mm-hmm. They sure do. What's kind of scary is, you know, 10-year-olds can ride out on the roads on their bikes.
Yeah.
And do you think 10-year-olds have a really good grasp on road rules and laws?
No. I don't think 16-year-olds do.
Right. All right. Great call, Kirk. Thanks for hanging on. You want your name in the hat for the Mile High Music Fest giveaway?
Sure.
All right. Your name's in there, brother. Hang on.
Yep. All right,
thank you. Have a great day. Happy Father's Day if you're a dad, too.
All right, thanks. You too.
Zach on a cell, you're on AM 760 with John Turk. Good morning.
Good morning, man. Good to talk to you again.
You too.
As always, doing a great job.
Thank you.
Couple things. First off, I wanted to respond to Andy. His claim that there was a leak of information on the Internet about the location of the nuclear stuff.
I've not seen that. And did Barack Obama release that information?
Completely bogus. My uncle works in the Star Wars and Nuclear Warheads program. He's in Iraq currently.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the biggest load of hoo-ha I've ever heard in my whole life. Like, I think more people would know about it if that was true. I mean, because that would get covered everywhere.
Yeah, it
you know?
Sure
I
would.
Mean, Fox and, I mean, especially MSNBC would be like, oh, yeah? About that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People showing up trying to take pictures and stuff, and that's just the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my whole life. No offense to Andy. I'm sure you heard it, you know, from someone who was trying to make you believe it, but that's just, that doesn't exist.
Yeah, there's no way that information would just be given up and posted online by the President of the United States.
Right. That's, you know, just because he wanted to put something cool on his Facebook page or whatever. I don't know. That's asinine.
Right.
The other thing I wanted to say was the movie, have you seen V for Vendetta?
I have not. You know, and Jay's been telling me to see that for years.
It's a great movie, and a lot of the right came out as soon as it was released and said that it was supposedly, you know, supporting terrorism. Well, I never listened to Rush Limbaugh, and just because he's been coming up so much lately, I listened to him once yesterday for about 5 minutes, and I was laughing so hard I had to turn the channel because I was driving a work truck.
Mm-hmm.
There's a character in the movie who is the head of the news media in Britain after it's been taken over by this kind of state. And Rush Limbaugh sounds exactly like this guy. I mean, he's one of the villains of the movie because all he talks about is how horrible everyone is. There's just this country has turned into utter godlessness, and you can't trust a Muslim or a homosexual or anybody who's got any kind of difference.
Fear-based politics.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, literally, I mean, there were exact quotes happening between this character and Rush Limbaugh, you know, and it scared the crap out of me. Like, I mean, this guy was just, I mean, total lack of tolerance and, you know, lack of love and that kind of thing. And, you know, I thought that this character was way overblown in the movie and listening to Rush Limbaugh. I mean, not at all. I mean, how could you listen to a guy who preaches so much hate. I mean, in 5 minutes worth of show, you know, like it's just, it blows my mind that people are willing to put him at the forefront of their party.
Oh, a lot of my friends are conservatives, you know, and they love Rush Limbaugh. And they think what he says is like the spoken word, you know?
What happened to his party coming down on him for being too harsh and then him being like, no, I'm not. I'm deciding that, oh, you're right. You're not as bad as we thought you were. You know, that was a big deal for a while. The Republicans are like, nah, I don't know if we really like what he's saying. And then he got online and was like, you better like what I'm saying. And everyone just kind of decided that that was okay.
What kind of an American is Rush Limbaugh when he says that he wants the president of the United States to fail?
Right, exactly. That's bogus. You can't
That's so bogus. I don't think anybody on the left is saying they hope Bush failed for the last 8 years.
Right.
It just happened.
Right, because what would happen if he had failed? Oh, I don't know, maybe we're in two wars that we shouldn't be in and hundreds of our troops are dying.
Yeah.
When I graduated high school, I played on a really, really close-knit football team, and a lot of the guys were planning on enlisting right off the bat. I almost did, but I decided not to. I'm a musician, and they didn't have a music program in the Marines. So, they do, but I couldn't get in. I wasn't good enough. Anyway, four of those five guys who were closest to me already died in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And it's like, well, I mean, you know, it's props to them for the advice. You know, these are some biggest heroes in America. And it's like he can, you know, talk about how well everyone's doing. And do you even understand, like, the kind of sacrifices that people are laying down their lives that are making a difference to these Iraqi people but are still lining the pockets of guys who don't deserve it? Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. Anyway, all that aside, Rush Limbaugh's a douche.
all right.
The last thing I wanted to say is in response to, I forgot who was it that called in who was talking about the Muslim thing.
That was before the top of the hour. Don't remember the name.
Right.
But, yeah, he was saying there's no, did I misconstrue what he's saying? Did he say there's no place in the world for that religion?
I don't know if that's the case, but it does say in the Quran, there is a command. I've read the Quran, taken my time to look through it. There are verses. I don't have it with me or I'd be able to quote it directly. Anybody who is not a Muslim needs to die. I mean, that's in the book. And if you kill them, then you are assured a place in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no other religion, major religion, I should say, in the world that condones that kind of violence. And this not only condones it, but rewards it. And I'm not saying it's wrong. You know, I don't want to be the guy who's like, no one should be a Muslim. That's fine. You know, be a Muslim. But it just makes it very
I don't think
difficult.
All Muslims believe that tenet, though, you know.
Right, but it's in the book.
And we've had Taj Ashaheed on the show several times. He's one of the local leaders of the Muslim community.
Right. But the thing is, then, you've got to throw out those verses, you know? Like, if you're going to...
And I think some of them do. It's just like, you know, different interpretations of the Bible.
Well, at the same time, though, I mean, Christ said, love everyone. I mean, there's nothing condoning violence anywhere in the Bible, anywhere. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. there's...
But you're saying the Quran doesn't condone violence.
It not only condones it, but it rewards
and
it.
And asks for it and rewards it.
And I'm just saying, like, that's fine, you know, different interpretations, whatever, but I mean, the Torah doesn't say that, you know. I mean, the Dalai Lama doesn't condone violence.
Right.
In fact, what was that whole thing that I think Tom Hartman was talking about, how he wouldn't even slat mosquitoes that were on his arm? You know?
Yeah, that was yesterday, right?
Yeah. And it just, you know, I'm not saying that it's wrong, but it does make it difficult to find any kind of tolerance and middle ground. And, you know, there's if they're going to kill you, because, I mean, if they're commanded to kill you because of who you are, it's going to make any kind of peace talks very difficult. That's all I was trying to say. You know, I don't want to condemn it. I don't want to, you know, tell anyone they're wrong for believing it, but just throw it out there that it makes everything exponentially more difficult.
Yeah, to deal with. That's why, as we talked about a couple days ago, religion and stuff, how sometimes, and Christopher Hitchens says this, religion can poison everything.
It's true. And that's another thing. True Christianity and true Judaism is about a relationship, not religion. Anybody who turns it into do's and don'ts and a religion, like the far right has, is creating massive, massive amounts of destruction within themselves and within their own people.
Great call again, Zach. Thanks, man, and happy Father's Day for your dad.
Hey, you too, man. Happy anniversary.
All right, thanks. 303-713-7600. Going to take one more before a break. Steve in Littleton, you're on AM 760 with John Turk. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, John. Happy anniversary.
Thank you, sir.
I just wanted to say that I'm a native of Colorado, and I'm a cyclist. I'm talking about bicycling, the bicycling versus motor.
Okay, perfect.
I'm a cyclist. I'm a driver, of course, a hiker and a runner. And when I travel outside of Colorado, I'm always disappointed in the culture. I'm always proud of Denver, how we have a very nice driving culture. You know, we let people in our lanes, and we wave hi, and we wave thank you, and we wave you're welcome, and it's a great culture. And I think we need to bring some of that to bear to this subject. If everybody's just conscientious and considerate of each other, we don't have to fight about, you know, this. It's a very crowded world, crowded community, and I think the best way to approach the problem is just to get along and be considerate of each other.
It seems like all over the country, though, if you just Google cyclists versus motorists, there's violence popping up everywhere. Why do you think it's coming to a head? I mean, has this been going on for a while? It seems to be more prevalent right now.
I think there's more cyclists. I think
People are getting healthy. People are trying to get out of their cars.
Yeah, they're trying to get fit. They're trying to save gas. They're trying to do what's right. You know, this is a progressive.
It's a progressive. You know, now we're a blue state.
Absolutely, yeah.
And, you know, people do want to get out there and help the environment out and, you know, take the clutter off the highways. But I just think that most of these bicyclists think that they have the right of way on the roads and that they don't think they have to stop at stop signs, just maybe kind of slow down a little bit, glance both ways, and then just fly through it. That drives me crazy.
Yeah, the cyclists who do that, I don't do that.
I see it all the time in Highlands Ranch.
Yeah,
and through red, not just stop signs, but red lights.
They're ruining it for the rest of the cyclists who obey the law. They really are.
All right. Hey, man, awesome call, Steve. You want your name in the hopper for Mile High Music Fest tickets?
Please.
All right, you're in there, brother. Thanks a lot, and call me next week if you can.
Thank you.
All right, 303-713-7600. It's 8:21 in the morning. More of your phone calls coming up next. Preston, Jay, Steve, don't go anywhere. I want to talk to you. But first, we're going to take a look at traffic with our man, Todd Parker.
Crews have cleaned up that accident eastbound I-70 at Havana. We do have two surface street crashes to be aware of, one on the end of the ramp from northbound I-25 to Santa Fe. The other one's on Peoria, just south of I-70. Now, as far as the highway drive goes, eastbounders on 6th Avenue, pretty slow from about Federal towards I-25. Could start to run into some slight delays right around Sheridan. Southbound I-25, sluggish downtown. Same deal for westbound drivers on 270, taking your way from Vasquez all the way up towards 76. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Who says commuting can't be fun?
Hi, it's Tom Harbin to tell you about Lauer's Hardwoods. Want to save money, help the environment, and improve the look of your home? Buy Beetle Kill Wood Products. Lauer's Hardwoods carries Beetle Kill pine flooring, paneling, trim, siding, 2x4s, and logs. It's beautiful, it's cheaper to buy, and it helps Colorado forests and workers. Visit their showroom in Lakewood and mention this ad to receive 10% off on your purchase. For details, call 303-205-WOOD, 303-205-WOOD, or lowershardwoods.com.
Planting some trees this spring? Choose the right nursery. Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder. Since 1993, family-owned Creekside Tree Nursery has been offering customers superior quality trees, a solid warranty, outstanding customer service, and prices below their competition. Well worth a small drive to Boulder for this kind of quality and value if you live in Denver. No fancy sales, no gimmicks, just bigger, better trees. Creekside Tree Nursery. Visit us at creeksideboulder.com.
One movie, two tickets, about $20. Add popcorn, two drinks, and some milk duds, you're over $30.
But what if you could take that same $30 and get hundreds of movies, thousands of choices, and original programs you just can't see at the movie theater? Well, right now, you can. Get Comcast Digital Cable with all your favorite channels plus 8 channels of HBO for just $29.99 a month for 1 year. With Comcast, you'll tap into On Demand, so you watch what you want, when you want. You'll also get HBO On Demand, so hit movies and original shows like Entourage are available anytime. Digital Cable, On Demand, HBO, and HBO On Demand, just $29.99 a month for 1 year. Have movie night every night and never leave your couch. Milk duds not included. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. 1-800-COMCAST.
1-800-COMCAST. Offer ends 6-21-09. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. 1-year commitment required. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, and franchise extra. Call for details.
Well, in the left lane, sometimes they have their seatbelts sparking out the door. I mean, it's annoying, but they never killed anybody.
The Randy Rhoads Show. Weeknights at 7 on AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk.
8:24 in the morning. John Turk in for Jay Marvin. This instant message comes in from our boy Kevin. In defense of Andy, I think this is what he was referring to regarding the leaking of nuclear info. Obviously nothing about nuclear weapons, but he demonstrates the classic right-wing method of taking a small truth and distorting it into the end of the world. This is from an MSNBC article. I'll just read the first paragraph here. The federal government mistakenly made public a 266-page report. Its pages marked highly confidential that gives detailed information about hundreds of the nation's civilian nuclear sites and programs, including maps showing for the precise locations of stockpiles of fuel for nuclear weapons. And, you know, so there. We do get the truth out there, but like Kevin says, taking a small truth and distorting it into the end of the world. Is that the case? 303-713-7600. Taking more of your phone calls, going back to them. Let's talk to Jay on a cell. You're on AM 760. Hey, Jay.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I was listening to comments about bicycles. I think there's a practical issue of it is that, you know, you've got a 2-ton vehicle and you've got a bike that weighs, you know, I don't know what they weigh, but 20 pounds or something.
Right, 20, 30 pounds.
And I guess you kind of hit on with the thing that annoys me about it is just running red lights. If we're going to share the road, we should live by the same rules, you know?
You know, I don't care if nobody's coming across the street. Like, you know, I'm talking about like around downtown. If you're cruising down 17th Ave or, you know, you're cruising east on 17th or west on 18th, and I see these bicyclists come and they don't, you know, they just barely glance and then fly through it.
Yeah.
Or sometimes they'll stop. It's still a red light. They see nobody's there, and then they start going again. I don't care. You're supposed to stop. If I got to stop, you got to stop. Just because you're on a bike doesn't mean that you can go somewhere faster than I can.
Yeah, we get a ticket if we do that. But and with regards to the brush thing, you know, that he wants the president to fail, I think it's just, you know, it's explicit what they used to do in Bush's office. Because, you know, they would say if you didn't agree with this politics, that you were wanting the president to fail, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just a sick twist, you know, anything to, you know, to be totally opposite any kind of democratic program, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the jump to that.
All right. Hey, man, thanks for the call. Your name's in the hopper, all right?
Thank you.
Thanks, Jay. Have a great day. 303-713-7600, Preston in Denver. Hey, buddy.
Hey, John.
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
I must say, a little distressed over some of the comments about Islam.
Yeah, so am I.
The way it's caricatured constantly. And this is what happens when there are like 27 million copies of the film Obsession put out there. And people like Robert Spencer, who get to pontificate for the sake of war profiteers without any challenge. And if people are interested, there's an organization called the Media Education Foundation, which puts out a lot of films that look critically at Islamophobia and how our media manipulates us in so many ways. Programs like 24 portray Islam as the, you know, boogeyman.
And glorify basically torture.
Exactly. I mean, if people are really concerned about violence, they should look at some of the people who are designing our foreign policy. I mean, it seems like some of them, I don't know what book they're reading, but it seems like they're Satan worshippers or something.
Right.
The way we've been pummeling countries, not just in the Middle East, but Latin America, overthrows, proxy armies, supporting death squads, taking their resources, you know, and people just want to ignore that.
Mm-hmm.
If they can focus on some other evildoer, they can feel better about it.
I always got to have somebody to hate or fear, right?
That's right. But on a lighter note, I wonder if you noticed Michelle Obama about a month ago, she planted that organic garden in the White House. I think that's a wonderful progressive action, and I thought it was kind of comical that the pesticide and herbicide industry wrote her a letter talking about how they were upset that she was going organic and not using their products.
Right.
Well, they got a big response, actually, from people who wrote to the pesticide industry and were like, leave her alone. She's doing the right thing.
Yeah, it's a nice symbol of what the whole administration is about, I hope.
It is. And I think it's a security issue. I mean, the right wing wants to kind of seize the security issue, but there are a lot of ways we can talk about security, including environmental security, food security, or health.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard a story the other day about a 10-year-old in California who had breast cancer. Now, we've got an issue with toxins in our food supply, mm-hmm. in our water supply, and in our air. And I think we need to focus
more. Yeah, we need more stringent regulations from the FDA.
We do. We need that. We need safer roads. I mean, we have 40 to 50,000 people killed each year on the highways. We could design our roads in ways that are much more safe. You know, security does not mean more profits for Lockheed Martin and Raytheon.
Right.
That's how they define it.
They define security as not letting Hispanics in the borders.
Yeah.
And basically looking at all people that may be, you know, Muslim as our enemy.
That's right.
You know, and if they want to, you know, I don't think that a lot of people have problems with, like, people from Sweden coming in with Swedish immigration.
Yeah.
Or English immigration, but it just seems to be Mexican immigration that they worry about.
You know, I think one of the most decorated Marines in the history of the Corps, General Smedley Butler, he won the Congressional Medal of Honor twice. He wrote the book, War is a Racket. And he served like 30 years and talked about all the invasions and stuff he was involved with. And it was always rationalized as being for security. But he said he was basically a hitman for big business. And he had transformation. He actually was a Quaker and kind of got back to his Quaker roots and, you know, found other things to do with his life. And I hope other people out there, you know, find other things to do with their lives than listening to Michael Savage
right.
and Robert Spencer.
And everybody also needs to read Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins.
Absolutely. Hey, John, enjoy your weekend, your anniversary. Congratulations.
Thank you, Preston.
That's great, man.
All right, I appreciate it.
Talk to you
Are
later.
You a dad, Preston?
No, I'm not.
All right, well, happy Father's Day to your father.
Great.
All right, man.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Bye-bye.
303-713-7600. Steve in Sedalia, I think you have a good rebuttal here for against this whole Islam debate.
And the guy who said the Bible doesn't incite violence.
Or that Islam, he didn't say, he said Islam is the only, or the Quran is the only.
The Quran, right, and the Bible doesn't have any
right.
incidents
I'm sure you have several examples for me.
Well, just read the book of Deuteronomy and the book of Leviticus. I mean, good Lord. It's full of incidents of, if you do this, kill them. If you do
don't
that,
they talk about stoning people to death a lot in the Bible?
If you're, it says in both Deuteronomy and Leviticus, if your child is disobedient, stone them to death. Now, I don't know if that doesn't fall under his interpretation of violence, but I find that to be a violent act. It talks
right.
about body dismemberment. If you do something, cut off a hand. If a woman grabs a man's package while he's fighting with another man, cut off his hand or cut off her
yeah,
hand.
And who was the guy? Was it Paul that was that had a thorn in his side that was worthy of being stoned to death? Was it Paul or was it I'll look that up. But
yeah,
supposedly
I don't
think
know.
That thorn in his side might have been that he was gay and that it was worthy
Paul,
of being stoned
to
death.
A lot of people speculate that Paul may have been gay.
Yeah, so that's Paul I'm talking about.
Supposedly very ugly and so on and so forth. And,
right.
You know, whatever. But, I mean, you know, the guy needs to do his homework. Look up the Crusades. Christianity was all about killing people who didn't believe in Christianity. So it's a bogus argument. It's completely hypocritical. And it's just that was an uneducated position that guy was putting out there. And people need to disregard people like him that say, well, you know, my religion is better than your religion because my religion is this and my religion is that.
Yeah.
Forget it. It just sickens me that people do that. So he's wrong. Those of you that are listening, don't believe a word that man told you because it's wrong.
Right.
And if you don't believe what I say, get a copy of the Bible.
Read Deuteronomy.
And read it.
Yep.
You know, that guy obviously doesn't have the Old Testament. He might have the New Testament, but he doesn't have the Old. So that's all
I got. Steve, you're awesome, man. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Have a great day. 303-713-7600. More of your calls coming up. Nate and William, I'm asking you to hold on just another quick segment, and we'll get to you. 303-713-7600. I'm John Turk, filling in for Jay Marvin, and Todd Parker takes a look at traffic for us.
Speeds for southbounders on I-25 starting to lighten up a little bit. That's good news. We do have a stalled out car on the right shoulder, or left shoulder rather, northbound I-25 right around Bellevue, but it's not slowing anybody down as they're trying to make their way out of the tech center. Surface street crashes, both of them being cleaned up. Peoria and Iliff, that one does involve a motorcycle, and then another one, Colfax and Broadway. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At the freeway, we do deals your way every day. After rebates, get a brand new Escape or F-150 for just $15.9. That's a brand new Escape or F-150 for only $15.9. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you...
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Thursday and Saturday only at The Lodge.
The Lodge Casino.
And my first choice for winning.
Wondering what to do on Father's Day? Hi, this is Mario. Take Dad or Grandpa to the Wings Over the Rockies Air and Space Museum. You'll see a B-1 bomber and an X-Wing fighter from Star Wars, y mucho más. For information, go to wingsmuseum.org. That's wingsmuseum.org.
Hi, it's Tom Harbin to tell you about Lauer's Hardwoods. Want to save money, help the environment, and improve the look of your home? Buy Beetle Kill wood products. Lauer's Hardwoods carries Beetle Kill pine flooring, paneling, trim, siding, 2x4s, and logs. It's beautiful, it's cheaper to buy, and it helps Colorado forests and workers. Visit their showroom in Lakewood and mention this ad to receive 10% off on your purchase. For details, call 303-205-WOOD, 303-205-WOOD, or lowershardwoods.com.
We're back. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. I'm going to throw out this story real fast. Thought you might like this one. Woman illegally downloads 24 songs, fined to tune of $1.9 million. A federal jury Thursday found a 32-year-old Minnesota woman guilty of illegally downloading music from the Internet and fined her for $80,000 each, a total of $1.9 million for 24 songs. Jamie Thomas Rosette's case was the first such copyright infringement case to go on trial in the U.S., her attorney said. Attorney Joe Sibley said the client was shocked at the fine, noting that the price tag on the song she downloaded was 99 cents. She plans to appeal. I sure hope she wins that appeal and is able to get this back in another court. But, you know, they're 99-cent songs. Yeah, maybe they're just trying to make an example out of this woman. This is crazy. But, you know, the recording industry is in trouble. And I don't think, you know, illegal downloading of music is just a touchy subject. But $1.9 million, she says that she's not going to pay any of it. She says basically she's the mother of four children and doesn't have the means to pay for it, so she's not going to worry about it. Kudos to you, Jamie Thomas Rosette. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Nate in Lakewood. You're on with John Turk on AM 760, Nate.
Hey, I just, on this Islam thing, I mean, obviously this guy's reading, you know, the crap that's out there. I just didn't really even, you know, I learned 10 years ago, it's a disaster. So there's all sorts of good information and there's tons of nasty information. But all these religions, in my opinion, are cafeteria plans. You pick and choose what you want.
You do.
These religious, right-wing terrorists that are terrorizing America by shooting our doctors and shooting individuals and, you know, doing their job.
Going into a Holocaust museum and opening fire.
You know?
That's sick.
I mean, thou shalt not kill.
Yeah.
Right?
So look at the Crusades. Look at the Crusades.
That. You know, look at Rumsfeld writing all these religious items on the top of all these top-secret documents, and then he's killing hundreds of thousands or possibly millions of Iraqis.
Yeah.
You know, for no reason. We had no reason to be there. And, you know, it's just, anyway, I'm sorry, but you know, you can pick on Islam if you want, but...
I think it's a small percentage of Muslims that are really radical.
Well, obviously. I mean, how many Muslims have we had shoot up Americans in this country? We have plenty of Muslims.
We have plenty of Muslims living here in the United States.
So, there's not, I mean, it's all a bunch of hooey. anyway, and as far as the bike riders
go, what do you think about the bike riders?
You know, I think you need to lighten up a little bit. And I mean, we all get frustrated with bikers. I get frustrated with truck drivers.
I get frustrated with other motorists more often than I do bike riders.
And they're doing something green. You know, it's helpful. It's reducing traffic.
Seems like they have an arrogance about them, though, Nate, just to me, most of them that I deal with.
I think they probably do to a certain extent. But then, you know, a lot of people do. And, you know, it's not... You can't make the bike riding issue. It's us against them. You need to come up with solutions.
What I'm saying. We need to maybe we'll widen the roads, but how do we pay for it?
Right. Well, or just find a, you know, in my opinion, they shouldn't ride side by side.
Yeah, but this new law going into effect says they can in most cases.
Well, you know, and
how do you feel about them cruising down a mountain pass in the middle of the road?
Well, yeah, you know, as long as they're going 60, I don't care.
Right. Well, one of those bikers wipes out at 60 miles an hour and cause a major accident.
Well, anyway. I
hear you. I think, you know, like I said, we need to elevate the conversation. It's not about us versus them. It's about us coexisting, and it's about us all kind of being courteous to each other. But you know what? If I'm going to stop at a stoplight, I'm going to expect you on a bike to do the same thing.
Well, I think it can all work together, and we have to be careful that we don't, you know, it's just that we're not picking on them because they're able to do things we can't do.
Yeah, I want people to keep a tally this weekend. If they're driving around downtown or they see bikers blow through red lights or ones that actually stop, I'd like a tally next week if anybody wants to give that to me. But I hear you, Nate. I hear you, man. I appreciate your phone call. You want to be entered in the ticket giveaway?
Oh, I'd love to.
All right, man.
She already told me I won.
She did? Wow. Yeah. How much money did you give her?
Well, no, because I called on a rotary dial.
You're on a rotary dial?
Yeah, with a party line.
Sweet.
I have a conservative up the road. He always listens in, and sometimes he even yammers at me. But
are you serious?
But I'm kidding.
Okay, good. All right. Well, we'll see, Nate. Thanks.
All right.
303-713-7600. He got me. William in Boulder, you're on AM760. Welcome.
Hey, Turk. How you doing?
I'm good. You?
Excellent. I weighed in yesterday on the bikers and how many of them do disobey the law, but I wanted to weigh in today on the people that drive the cars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I would say once or twice a week somebody yells something at me. Maybe every 6 months somebody throws something at me. But for the most part, for every car person that's out there like that, there are 100 car people out there that
are courteous.
Stop for me. And they even pull back so that I can move on. I've had people compliment me for stopping at a stoplight. Things like that. So there are a lot of good
bikers when I see them come to a stoplight and stop or a stop sign, you know, and wait their turn.
Exactly.
But like if I'm at a four-way stop and a biker comes cruising through, just takes a brief glance and cruises through.
Right.
You know, and that's dangerous.
That's what gets me. And I'm one of those people that I do yell at them. I yell, hey, you're doing against the law? Stop at the stop sign. Stop at the stoplight. And they just give me the finger, you know.
No, like I said to the last caller, it seems like there's an arrogance about most of the bikers I deal with in Highlands Ranch anyway, and downtown Denver.
Right. And when I mention this, I'm not a mountain bike rider anymore. I'm 60 years old. I used to, but I don't go down the steep hills anymore.
Right.
But the ones I see in town, that's the ones that I see more often than not. And I am going to take a tally this week between now and... Are you going to be on next week?
Yes, I should be.
I hope so.
We're just trying to get everything else covered, so...
One other thing I want to throw out. Okay, next Wednesday is Bike to Work Day.
You
know about that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, there'll be 61 breakfast stations in Denver, 41 in Boulder, one in Erie. They're all throughout the area, Fort Collins, et cetera. So I just want to do a shout-out to all the businesses that will be serving me and my biking cohorts breakfast next Wednesday.
Yeah, that's very cool, isn't it? Oh. We have a lot of people to participate here. I've not done that. I don't, you know, honestly, William, I don't even own a bike.
Well, I'll tell you.
Isn't that pathetic? I live in Colorado. I don't even own a bike.
Well, I live in Colorado, and I don't own a car. So
well, I think there's a lot of people in your position compared to me. You know, if I don't have anything to ride. My wife wants a pink bicycle to cruise around the neighborhood with the kids on.
Or you can get those double bikes, you know.
Yeah.
Let her ride up
the tandem.
And ride the back. Yeah.
All right, William, you are the man. Go ahead.
One more thing. Do you got one more second?
Yeah, please.
Okay. I want to tell you what me and my friends do on Bike to Work Day, because we celebrate it every year.
Mm-hmm.
I've got 5 male friends, and we all go out and we try to hit up as many stations as we can in the 2.5-hour period that we're allowed to that it's open for. Then we meet at the Pearl Street Pub that night, and whoever's the winner buys the first round of beers.
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah, we just take each other for their words.
So. Uh huh.
But yeah, we like to celebrate that day.
Well, maybe we'll talk some more about bikes on Bike to Work Day next Wednesday.
Okay. Hey.
Hey, call me next Wednesday. All right.
I will, bro.
All right, man. See you, William. 303-713-7600. Rick in Fort Collins. Welcome to the show.
John, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. I just wanted to touch on this religious violence topic that's been brought up. There was a gentleman a few callers ago that brought up the book of Leviticus and Deuteronomy and the incitement of violence in those books. And that's kind of a slippery slope that people walk. A lot of times people will pick and choose passages from the Bible that kind of fit that agenda. Like, you can't blame Muslims for, the violence that they cause because the Bible does the same thing. Well, if that's the case, I think what we need to do is we need to take a step back and look at the Bible as a chronological work. You know, it tells a story from a historical perspective. And you can't take something from the Old Testament and apply it across the board to religions that follow essentially the New Testament, which is what Christianity
mm-hmm.
really is. You know, Leviticus and Deuteronomy, I mean, those are like the Jewish books. That's really what the Jews really believe. And, the New Testament and Christ really, I mean, I can't remember exactly which book of the Bible is, but Christ basically comes out and says, you know what, you guys are so ridiculous trying to make yourselves so holy. You're following all these archaic laws. All you got to do is two things. One, love each other, and two, love God, right? He says basically that's it. That's all you have to do. To be saved or whatever. So all these ridiculous things that you're following, any of those laws that he brought up, stone your children if they disobey you. I mean, that's basically insane for you to attempt to do that on a daily basis. So pare it down to two things: love God, love your neighbor, and we're good to go.
That's pretty good. Pretty good things to have.
Yeah, I think people just need to think about that. You can't pull something from, 1,000 years before that and expect it to still hold weight 1,000 years later when obviously things have changed. And that's really all I wanted to say. So people need to kind of keep that in their head. Just think about the chronology of things before you pick and choose what you want.
Yeah, and in my opinion, the Bible is a great piece of literary, and I'm probably going to get in trouble for this, literary fiction.
No, I can understand that. I mean, I think a friend of mine said it best one time. He said, divinely inspired or not, the Bible is definitely a work of art. Whether you believe, in God or not, you have to admit it's a very well-written piece of literature.
Yeah, and, my kids start Bible camp next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
All right, good for them.
And I think there's good things for them to learn in churches. But
sure.
I don't want, I don't want them preaching hate,
Sure, exactly. And there are definitely, I guess I've heard of a few churches that do that, but a vast majority of them, teach, good morals.
Yeah, they do.
Make the right choices.
And it would be unfair for me to say to my wife and my kids, no, you're not going to Bible camp,
Well, as you're the parent, so I guess that's your choice to make for them, but, I think that, people can learn a lot from something maybe. And speaking of the Muslim religion, there are very few parts of the Quran that even talk about violence. And I think those are I think there's two or three passages that really, that bring it out. But again, if you look at, the Muslim religion is so huge in the world. And what are we talking about?
Look at how Christians.
30 people in the world that have blown themselves up for
mm-hmm.
their fanatic beliefs.
I did say it's a little more with that, with all the IEDs and stuff going on in the streets and Iraq last few years.
I'm just throwing that out there, but it's such a small percentage of the overall population that believe in that and don't, strap bombs to themselves or fly planes into buildings.
But then again, if you look at the people who were following the Christians during the 15th and 16th centuries and the Crusades, they basically used the Bible to basically say we can go rape and pillage these these civilizations in South America, take their goods, try to change their religion to, because
sure.
ours is the only true way.
Sure.
And they did the same thing to the Native Americans.
I found out recently that the Crusaders that went over to Japan and China in the, I'm guessing the 1300s or so, they brought back with them the prayer beads that the monks over in that part of the world used, and that's why Catholics have the rosary, which is the necklace of beads
mm-hmm.
That they say prayers on. That's basically how the rosary came about, was they took that idea of prayer beads from the Orient and brought it over. So mean, there's so much culture in all the
so much crossover,
and,
yeah.
Exactly, so much crossover. And I don't think...
I mean, I just think religion should be used to teach kids how to be a good person.
That's exactly right, and I think that's what it's there for, and it's just unfortunate that people in every religion have usurped that belief and turned it into a, like you said, an us versus them.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's sad. But anyway...
Hey, man, you were a great call today. Awesome. Hey, thanks a lot for calling in, Rick. Call me again next week if you can. 303-713-7600. Got to take another quick one here before break. Pat and Thornton. Hey, Pat.
Hey, John. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Not too bad. Happy anniversary. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you, sir. It's a big weekend.
Yeah, I was up in Estes last weekend.
Hey, what should I do? You know, I haven't been there in about 17 years. You got anything I should do while I'm up there?
Well, we went specifically because they had a wool market. My wife's a big knitter, so we only went there. But there's a lot of good restaurants. Just walk around the downtown.
Yeah, I know there's a ton of cool shops there, man. I remember how cool the downtown scene is in Estes Park.
Definitely go up the tram. I forget which mountain it is, but there's a tram to go up one of the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
The view up there is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I'm only there for a day, so I don't know if I have a whole lot of time to go into Rocky Mountain National Park and screw around. But I definitely want to kind of see all of Estes Park.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, a couple of quick points about the music downloading.
Yeah.
I actually work for the corporate office of a retailer that sells, among other things, CDs and DVDs, and it's not a victimless crime. I mean, our music sales have plummeted since.
Oh, I know, man. I buy music from – I go to Twist and Shout is where I go to buy my music.
Yeah, so, I mean, but a lot of people say, oh, you know, it's not hurting anybody. It actually does. We've laid people off, so.
Right.
And
so do you think they're just trying to make an example out of this woman?
They are. They are. But
and I tell you when it's $1.9 million, I think people will listen.
Yeah,
pay
but
attention.
The fact of the matter is she actually shared about 1,500 songs. So if you do the math, 1,500 songs
times 99, yeah,
times like maybe 10 people each song.
And then they probably shared with other people.
Dollars. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's like, what do you do with the whole music industry? Wow. I don't know. Because I love music. I think music moves me. So
I mean, I wish everybody would just buy it. For 99 cents, it's easy to just buy it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, about health care, this is one thing that I don't think has gotten a lot of coverage, and it's driving me absolutely crazy, is these right-wingers that come out and say, I'm against a public plan. I think public plans are bad. And they have a public plan. They're on the congressional health plan. So it's kind of
and then
like
they take it
saying,
off the table.
Right. It's kind of like somebody saying, I think pot is bad while they're smoking a joint.
Right.
I mean, what
it's like when your dad used to sit there and smoke a cigarette and say, John, you're never smoking when you grow older.
Yeah. Seriously. I mean, I think somebody who has some guts should fill out the paperwork and put their name on it saying, I withdraw from the congressional plan. And anytime somebody says that a public plan is bad, saying, okay, here you go, withdraw from your public plan, and you should buy private health care insurance like you're telling us to buy private health care insurance. I mean, if it's good enough for them, why isn't it good enough for us?
Yeah, why don't they opt out of it if they don't like it?
I think they should be forced to. I think public pressure should be, if you think that a public plan is bad, you got to give up your congressional health plan.
Yeah.
And buy private health insurance, just like you're telling us we got to buy private health insurance.
Paul Begala has a really awesome column on this today. Commentary, Healthcare Outrage Goes Uncovered. And it's on CNN.com. But, you know, Paul Begala is a great mind. And, I mean, it's
like
what? Yeah, where's the outrage? And, you know,
I
maybe say again today, call your representative or your senator or your congressperson and let them know where you stand on this whole healthcare thing. And we need to be put into action.
I called Polis and I emailed Bennett and Udall this week. So
good job, man.
Hopefully they've got my vote.
Pat, thanks for staying active.
Hey, thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too, brother. Happy Father's Day.
You too. Bye.
303-713-7600, 852, 8 minutes before 9 o'clock here at AM 760. More of your calls next. But we do got to check traffic. It's got to be loosening up. Todd Parker, what's going on out there?
We're getting word of a new accident. This is on the westbound side of 76, just east of 270. Now, as far as the highway drive goes, still seeing those slow pockets on 6th Avenue. This is traveling eastbound, Federal to I-25, as well as on 36, westbound Table Mesa to Baseline. A little bit sluggish as you're trying to get into Boulder. Surface Street accidents in the works. Colfax and Broadway, Iliff and Peoria. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At Freeway Ford, we sell cars and trucks for less every day. Right now, get a loaded 08 Ford Explorer for just $16,900. That's a loaded 08 Ford Explorer in your driveway for just $16,900. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
Oh, a tie. Go solar now and get free electricity for a year. Learn how to take advantage of rebates and tax incentives that reduce the cost of solar by up to 60%. Now, for the first time, go solar with no down and no interest for up to 18 months with independent power systems, same as cash financing. Learn how Tuesday, June 30th, 7 p.m. at the Washington Street Community Center. That's Tuesday, June 30th, 7 p.m. at the Washington Street Community Center. RSVP at solaripsdot.com/washpark.
If you want selection, if you desire a non-pressure, informative buying experience, put Landmark Lincoln Mercury on your list. I'm Tom Daniels, president of Landmark, and I'd like to invite you to drive the Lincoln Mercury difference. Now is your chance to get behind the wheel with low-rate financing and no payments for 3 months. If you prefer to lease, you need to hear about the affordable short-term lease payments on all our Lincoln models. Test drive any of our spectacular Lincoln Mercury product and experience Ford's commitment to quality for yourself. Lincoln Mercury has survived the sharpest decline in sales that the automotive industry has ever experienced without using your tax dollars. Serving you since 1919, Landmark is Denver's exclusive Lincoln Mercury dealer. We're located at 5000 South Broadway, just north of Bellevue. You can also browse our inventory online at buylincolns.com. Thanks to Lincoln Mercury's absolute commitment to quality and Landmark's commitment to complete customer satisfaction, we both will be here to serve you for a long time to come. Make the Landmark decision.
Congress forces this radio station to pay a performance tax to foreign record labels. You know what you get? Yep, nada. Say bye-bye to things you love to listen to. Weather, new music, community service. See ya. Congress knows this station already pays to play music. If radio is forced to pay more, you'll pay the price. Go to SaveYourRadio.org to tell your congressman to support the Local Radio Freedom Act. A message from this station and the NAB.
So you ask, what makes Basil Dog's Pizza Denver's best pizza? We like to think of each pizza like a work of art, made with gourmet natural ingredients, hand-pounded dough, chunky tomato sauce, low-fat mozzarella cheese, and almost any topping imaginable. Basil Dog's also specializes in calzones, strombolis, bruschetta, salads, and now even featuring gluten-free dough. Visit the Bargain Wash page of AM760.net to receive valuable coupons for Basil Dog's award-winning New Haven-style pizza. Or visit any of their 4 Denver area locations or BasilDog'sPizzeria.com. It's naturally better.
But you've got to have the expertise and the relationships with the IRS. That's where we come in. This leniency will end. Anyone who's put off dealing with the IRS should take advantage. Settle for less while they can.
Call the attorneys at Nationwide at 800-947-0828. For your free consultation, call 800-947-0828. Call 800-947-0828 now.
If you want selection, if you desire a non-pressure, informative buying experience, put Landmark Lincoln Mercury on your list. I'm Tom Daniels, president of Landmark, and I'd like to invite you to drive the Lincoln Mercury difference. Now is your chance to get behind the wheel with low-rate financing and no payments for 3 months. If you prefer to lease, you need to hear about the affordable short-term lease payments on all our Lincoln models. Test drive any of our spectacular Lincoln Mercury product and experience Ford's commitment to quality for yourself. Lincoln Mercury has survived the sharpest decline in sales that the automotive industry has ever experienced without using your tax dollars. Serving you since 1919, Landmark is Denver's exclusive Lincoln Mercury dealer. We're located at 5000 South Broadway, just north of Bellevue. You can also browse our inventory online at buylincolns.com. Thanks to Lincoln Mercury's absolute commitment to quality and Landmark's commitment to complete customer satisfaction, we both will be here to serve you for a long time to come. Make the Landmark decision.
Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were.
8:56, 4 minutes before the top of the hour. I have a couple of minutes here before I hit CBS News. I want to talk to you. 303-713-7600. Jane in Westminster. Got a couple minutes for you. What's up, Jane?
Well, happy anniversary, John and Stacy.
Thank you.
And may I be the first to wish you the best first happy decade of your long love and marriage.
I know. It's kind of weird. Last night we were looking at each other like, wow, we're in double digits now.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
Way to go. Well, I'm going to advocate for adverse selection against the insurance companies. First of all, I understand that insurance companies were kind of licking their chops about possibility of having a mandated health coverage so they can get some more people into their insurance pool. But I say no mandated health coverage without public option, and then I'm going to talk about adverse selections. Insurers are looking for health premium payers who don't utilize benefits. So to kind of block them, let's flood insurers with those who use benefits and withhold yourself as a premium payer if you have no health issues. Now, I want to caution everybody, you really need to evaluate your situation. If you get a chance, go to the Nine Health Fair, see if you've got any problems. But if, you know, you're looking good and you maybe another thought, defer starting families, because if you're pregnant or if you have children, you need to have insurance.
100%.
Absolutely. So decline health insurance if you're healthy and aren't vulnerable. So you're no meds, no kids. Probably should double check with your company and see if they have open enrollment.
Well, here's what I see insurance companies doing now with United anyway, my insurance provider. They are actively going out and trying to make their, I guess clients is what you'd call them, more healthy. They want you to meet these certain standards and requirements each year in order to stay on the same plan.
Well,
like
yeah.
They want me to, you know, they knew I was a smoker. They made me take smoking cessation courses.
Yeah, that's what they want, is they want people who will pay premiums, but who
are healthy.
Utilize benefits.
And the ones that are unhealthy, they're trying to weed them into bunker plans.
Exactly.
Where
well,
they pay high premiums.
We as consumers, you know, the way we can offset them is, you know, to knowledgeably advocate against them. You know, ask Stacy about adverse selection. That's our weapon against the health insurance companies.
Yeah. Hey, Jane, thanks a lot. Great call.
You're welcome. Talk
all
to
right.
you later. Bye.
David and San Fran, hang on. Rick and Aurora, everybody else holding. I want to talk to you. We'll get you right after news. Open topics. Topic-free Friday is what Jay Marvin called it. I'm just carrying on the torch here. It's 303-713-7600. Also got a pair of tickets to the Mile High Music Festival to give away. It's for the Saturday show. We'll be right back here. More of your phone calls. Open phones, 303-713-7600.
Solis Marriage.
TGIV today. The House Democrats unveil their plan. We'll talk about it with you. And also, we're all wearing green in support for the folks in Iran.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. It is a sobering snapshot of a world of want.
We have more hungry people in the world than we ever had in the history of the humankind.
Kostas Stamoulis with the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization, which has released a new report showing one-sixth of the world's population is likely to go to bed hungry this year. Stamoulis says the global economic downturn and price pressures are pushing more people into hunger.
Local markets and domestic markets, the prices are still high. On top of that, there is a sharp reduction of incomes of the poor.
In all, the report forecasts 1.2 billion of the world's people will live in hunger this year. A stern warning from Iran's supreme leader.
I want everyone to put an end to this. This is not the right thing to do.
The Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, in a speech to the nation upholding the results of last week's disputed election victory by President Ahmadinejad and cautioning against further demonstrations. There have been days of huge rallies by the supporters of opposition candidate Mir Hossein Mousavi. Patrick Clausen of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy says Khamenei is walking a fine line.
He doesn't want to create martyrs because he knows how much the Iranians respect and admire martyrs. And so he'd rather wait for a while to see if these demonstrations peter out. But this waiting is turning into something very painful because it's showing that the supreme leader is getting weaker and weaker.
The man the government says bilked investors out of billions of dollars is due in federal court in Richmond, Virginia today. Alan Stanford turned himself in last night, says CBS's Bob Orr.
To this point, Stanford and his attorney both deny any wrongdoing. And Stanford says it's absurd to say that he was running a Ponzi scheme. But the government is going to lay out its case alleging just that.
The Pentagon is increasing defenses in Hawaii in the face of reports that North Korea may be poised to test a long-range ballistic missile early next month. General Robert Lee, who commands the Hawaii National Guard, says he welcomes the help.
I certainly appreciate Secretary Gates sending additional assets to the state of Hawaii, and we're certainly secure about the North Koreans' capability of not even reaching or hitting the state of Hawaii.
Nestle is recalling its Toll House refrigerated cookie dough products after some people fell ill when they ate raw dough. The company says the product labels caution consumers not to do that. The jobless rate is likely to get worse, as a new estimate by Standard & Poor's. Economist David Weiss says no region of the country is totally immune.
The problems in the latest months have been layoffs in the auto industry, particularly at Chrysler. So places like Michigan, which is already has the highest unemployment rate in the country, is going to go up even higher.
Apple has put its new 3G iPhones in stores today. CNET and CBS News tech consultant Larry Magid says the phone isn't revolutionary, but there are improvements.
The new iPhone has twice the capacity as the old phone for the same price. The built-in camera has been enhanced with better resolution, autofocus, and most importantly, the ability to shoot video.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 50 points and the NASDAQ 28. This is CBS News.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If you have credit card debt and you're tired of high rates and monthly payments you can't afford, there's important information you need to know to preserve your financial integrity. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, with monthly payments you can afford. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-400-0907. Thousands of clients have trusted Credit Answers to save them millions. We're certified and represent the highest standards in the industry, and we'll be with you every step of the way. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and get your free information on how to settle your credit card debt. Call 1-800-400-0907. That's 1-800-400-0907. 1-800-400-0907.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Don't eat that raw Nestle Toll House cookie dough.
We've had 5 cases that tested positive for E. coli, and after doing our epidemiological work, after interviewing 4 of those 5, we found out that they all had consumed raw Nestle Toll House cookie dough.
Lori Maldonado with Colorado's Health Department says another 60 people in 28 states have also gotten sick. Maldonado says you can still use the dough, you just have to cook it thoroughly and wash your hands after handling it. Colorado may have to change the way it sets salaries for state troopers after an audit revealed the current formula violates a federal law prohibiting wage fixing. Lonnie Westfall heads up the State Patrol Association.
Troopers are not overpaid. That just is not true. We understand there's a shortage of money. But I think what we want to do is set up a salary system that's fair so that when the economy improves, then we will have a system in place that will be proper for the troopers to get properly reimbursed.
Westfall tells 9 News first-year troopers earn $42,000. Sports, the Rockies begin a home series tonight at Coors Field against Pittsburgh. They beat Tampa Bay yesterday 4-3. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Just one trouble spot to get in your way. Sounds like there's a highway accident westbound 76 just east of 270. The rest of those main roads starting to lighten up pretty quickly. A little bit of leftover slowing southbound I-25 downtown, but no serious delays. Same deal for eastbound drivers on 6th Avenue, Federal to I-25. Surface Street crashes. Both of them should be out of your way shortly. Colfax and Broadway, Iliff and Peoria. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a warm one today with a high of about 80 degrees and sunny skies. There is a chance of seeing some overnight showers. Currently, it is 67 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The best use.
These days, everyone's out to beat the iPhone, and the folks at Palm are no different with the release of their new Palm Pre. Seen by many as the first serious challenger to the iPhone, the Pre, one of the best multi-touch screen experiences ever, a 3-megapixel camera, and a pretty slick new operating system. On the downside, you might find the slide-out keyboard just a little too small for your big fat iThumbs.
Ladies and gentlemen,
actress Demi Moore has reportedly offered Scottish singing sensation Susan Boyle close to $50,000 to sing at her and Ashton Kutcher's 4th wedding anniversary later this year. A source close to the couple has revealed that they think that Susan is absolutely brilliant and that she would eat Ashton alive if she got her hands on him.
Ever wonder what happens when you delete all of those embarrassing photos from your social network? Well, surprise, surprise. Researchers have discovered that the answer could be nothing, for a while at least. Their studies showed that although deleted from a website server, it may take a little while for them to disappear completely off the web, and that direct links to the photos may still be active.
Ladies and gentlemen, after a huge success in movie theaters, Kung Fu Panda is set to hit the small screen. Nickelodeon is planning a 26-episode television series revolving around the martial arts-loving panda Po. It's not known yet if Jack Black will reprise his role as the voice of the panda in the series, which is set to launch sometime next year.
show, Buzz.
Mac, appreciate that one. 303-713-7600, or you can send me instant messages at am760.net. Click on the lineup, then you'll see Jay Marvin's name. Click there, and then you'll see a little icon up at the top that says instant message Jay. I will be receiving those. Would love to take those as well as your phone calls. We do have full lines, a couple people hanging on. David in San Francisco, California. Thanks for holding through.
Hey, no trouble. Hey, it's John, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, greetings. And by the way, give my best to Jay.
I will. I'll be talking to him this afternoon.
Yeah, I've been calling him since he was on WLS.
Yeah, he's
over
been...
10 years ago.
Yeah, he was quite a champ on WLS, wasn't he?
Oh, sure. Hey, you know, I was interested in single payer, but before I went to it, a couple of quick things regarding out here in San Francisco, we've got the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
Okay.
And you were talking about that woman who got sued, you know, massive amount from the record company.
Uh-huh.
I was working on with the EFF while that was just in the very beginning days of it. And there's a thing in the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights that you cannot be tried by electronic means or automated means, excuse me. In other words, you can't have robot judges with robot juries and robot, you know, charts that measure out your punishment. That you have to have due process, which means human beings are involved in your case. The EFF was discovering, and this gets into the NSA spying, the record companies were able to tell what computer downloaded it, where the address was, and a mailing address specifically, and that they were actually able to file court cases electronically at the very moment you were downloading the song. So they had filing cases electronically from some, you know, Sony headquarters or something like that. And they were filling up the federal courts with these cases that were done entirely electronically through NSA type spying, or, you know, a spying on the consumers.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, and this was what, 6 or 8 years ago. So this was pretty frightening in its totality.
Yeah, if you don't think you're being monitored online at all times, I think you're out of your mind.
Absolutely, and it wasn't just by the NSA, it was by corporations. So, yeah, it was pretty creepy. And then one other thing regarding the religious stuff, I've always looked at the Bibles as being the stories of the slaves. So in other words, the Jews were slaves escaping from Pharaoh, and so their Bible was written from a viewpoint of being slaves and getting away from the man, so to speak. Then the Christians were dealing with somewhat of corruption in the Jewish organization, and they were trying to make a better and improved version of Jewish, the story of Yahweh. And so it was still a relative position. It was a defensive mode. And then the Muslims actually came up with a version that was more of an offensive, so to speak. And I don't mean militaristic, but in other words, they actually, where the Jews were looking at escape and what's next, the Christians didn't write into it how to structure a government, but the Muslims did set it up so that you would structure a government based on religion.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of an interesting traversing of how they escaped from slavery. Anyway, regarding single payer, though, I don't know if you're familiar with the Hippocratic Oath, but the original, you know, Hippocrates was a number of thousands of years ago, and he wrote his oath. You know, if you were going to be a doctor, you know, swearing into that version of medicine, you had to swear that you would treat the patient first and deal with the money later. Treat the patient first was the primary aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea, I don't know if you've ever seen Michael Moore's movie,
Sicko.
Sicko, right. But there's a section in there about 40 years ago, Richard Nixon in office is sitting there, and if I remember right, it's Ehrlichman, and they're coming up with a way that they can change the Hippocratic Oath so that the money is dealt with first and the medical care later. And so when you look at the structure of any legislation right now, it has to do with whether or not there's a payment plan before you get treated. Now, if you're going to go down to, you know, a store, you're going to get...
You don't know what your payment plan is until after you're treated.
Well, I mean, that's why we have a Federal Trade Commission. They put a sticker on the product to know how much it's going to cost, and there's labels on there to say what the ingredients are. In the case of HMOs, You're paying in advance for something that you don't know what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
And it's bait and switch, and there's 100 different aspects of how they're – not only did they rape the Hippocratic Oath, but they're abusing the medical plans because they're teaching the next generation of doctors how to essentially look at money first and treatment later.
Yeah, well, we had a caller yesterday that called – he was a doctor and said that, you know – right now, he wishes he would have never gotten into the medicine field.
Well, yeah, and
he says he spends half, he spends most of his time trying to collect.
You know, I used to live out in Appleton, Colorado, out near the Utah line, and there was a horror out there when the oil shale thing started to collapse. You know, Colorado's had many a long history of boom and bust mm-hmm. cycles. The mine busts out, and then you become a ghost town. And so the county, Mesa County, had a policy that if you were unemployed, you were not going to get medical care. St. Mary's Hospital would deny anybody that came to the emergency door if they didn't have some kind of medical plan. And it was, you know, two of my kids are dead thanks to St. Mary's Hospital.
Oh, gosh. Out there.
And it's the idea that they would, you know, still have a business license, so to speak, and have the ability to declare that they're a medical facility when they have the ability to declare that thou shalt die. And it's, you know, this is, it's a violation of Hippocrates, or, you know, the Hippocratic Oath.
Mm-hmm.
And it's training the next generation to accept that as a norm, as opposed to the last few thousand years where every doctor, dealt with treatment first and payment later.
If a kid comes in sick to your emergency room, what are you going to say? You don't have health care? I'm going to turn you away?
That
happens.
Yeah, absolutely, and it was a policy. Once the, I don't know if you've been in Colorado, this was mid-80s, right? And so the oil shale thing had given out, and the county went from 90,000 people down to 30,000. And so, you know, if you looked at it from an economic viewpoint, the town fathers had a point, but, you know, the fact of the matter is if you went to the medical center, you were going to get turned away. And the only way we were able to get in there was we essentially went to a cop, and the cop forced the door open. And actually, the cop took us to a clinic. Once we were in the clinic door, they realized, the death was imminent, and
mm-hmm.
they forced the door open. But, you know, St. Mary's and
shouldn't come down to that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the point is that they have abused the Hippocratic Oath. And then they're teaching the next generation
to be profit based.
Yeah, exactly. And it has the next generation should not get suckered by this farce of a health care plan. I don't know if you know the numbers on some of this, but say for example Blue Cross, they are a nonprofit, and so their administrative costs are 2.5%. So if you are in Blue Cross, if for every dollar you punch in there, you're going to get 97.5 cents back. 2.5% is the secretaries and the filing and the, you know, cost of running a building. And the HMOs are running between 20 and 35% administrative. You know, there's a story of some chief, I think he's the CEO of one of the HMOs, and he's taken home $1.5 billion.
Yeah.
You know, and $1.5 billion, that's a lot of surgeries that could have been done. That's
mm-hmm.
a lot of health care that could have been provided, and this guy is able to profiteer.
Skim it off the top.
Absolutely. And, you know, denying people, that's organized murder. And it has nothing to do with health care, and they have abused the medical, the whole theory, the concept of medicine, according to Hippocrates. And, you know, if the medical schools want to pretend that they have any basis in reality, I mean, I think we should start yanking the business licenses of medical schools if they're going to keep teaching the doctors that Hippocrates is out the door.
All right. David, hey, listen, I love your phone call. Thanks for hanging on in San Fran. How'd you find us?
Good week.
You've been listening to Jay here on the online for a while?
Oh, yeah. Well,
I've
got my kid out in Denver, and also I still got folks out in Junction. So
great to have you. Hey,
all
thanks
right.
again. Call me again next week if you can.
Good week, Colorado.
All right. Thank you, sir. 303-713-7600. Rick and Aurora, you're on AM 760 with John Turk. Sorry about the wait, Rick.
Oh, good morning, John.
Good morning, sir.
Responding to the caller who said he read the Quran earlier,
uh-huh.
to kill everyone except the Muslims, and I happen to have a copy of the Quran right here in front of me.
Okay.
And I have one of the verses in the second chapter says this. It says, those who have attained to faith, as well as those who follow the Jewish faith and the Christians, all who believe in God in the last day and do righteous deeds, shall have their reward with their sustainer, and no fear need they have, and neither shall they grieve. That doesn't sound anything like you should kill.
No, it doesn't.
It sounds
pretty tolerant to me, doesn't it, to you?
It sure does. I don't know where he found that particular verse in the Quran, but...
I think there are some Muslims out there that believe that, you know, that Christians and Jews should be killed. But I think it's a very, very, very small percentage of...
No doubt.
Of the Muslims worldwide.
Yes, there are extremists in every religion. And
we have them in our own country.
Absolutely, that's the fact. And I just wanted to put a little different perspective on that to show that the Quran is not all about death and destruction.
It says they'll meet their maker, and it kind of preaches tolerance, and from what I've just read out of that little glip.
Absolutely.
Anything else, Rick?
Happy anniversary to you.
Thank you, man. You ever been to Estes Park?
Yes, I have.
Any place I should particularly stop by while I'm up there?
Well, usually we go there to visit Rocky Mountain. Park.
Yeah, I just don't know if I'm going to have a lot of time. I do want to go over Peak to Peak Highway to get there, though.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
My wife,
I'm looking forward to it.
Celebrated our 10th anniversary.
Happy anniversary to yourself.
Here in January. And, I have to disagree with you on one thing, though.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm the luckiest man in the world. So.
All right. Good one, Rick. Hey, thanks a lot, man, for the call.
All right.
Call me again next week if you can.
All right.
All right, your name's in the hopper. 303-713-7600. Dave, Eric, TJ, hang on. I do want to take your calls. I'm going to step aside just for about a minute and a half, 2 minutes, and we'll be right back for more of your phones at 303-713-7600. I'm John Turk, filling in for Jay Marvin. 40 minutes until 10 o'clock here at AM 760. Todd Parker has another look at traffic for us.
The spots right now that are going to get in the way as things are trying to wind down. Two cars mixed it up northbound I-25 near Colfax. Sounds like they spun out and actually hit the wall. Could take a little while to get that one cleaned up. Then there's a crash that they've been working on for a little while now. Westbound 76, just east of 270. As far as the rest of the highways go, starting to lighten up pretty quickly. Speeds are getting back to normal on both C-470 as well as on 225. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Office Depot is giving away over $1 million in total prizes to small businesses as a part of their Adopt a Small.
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more with no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Hi, it's Tom Harbin to tell you about Lauer's Hardwoods. Want to save money, help the environment, and improve the look of your home? Buy Beetle Kill Wood Products. Lauer's Hardwoods carries Beetle Kill pine flooring, paneling, trim, siding, 2x4s, and logs. It's beautiful, it's cheaper to buy, and it helps Colorado forests and workers. Visit their showroom in Lakewood and mention this ad to receive 10% off on your purchase. For details, call 303-205-WOOD, 303-205-WOOD, or lowershardwoods.com.
And then don't forget to ask about 6 months of high-definition TV for free. We are your true local phone company, where you're never just a number. And remember, this is conventional phone service, not VoIP, and your high-speed internet will have you yelling, yippee-i-o. And when the digital TV transition comes, you'll be ready. Call for your free installation. Quick, seamless, with the best customer service in the business. 303-BUNDLES. 303-BUNDLES. Or online at 303bundles.com. That's 303bundles.com.
Some of these days, just can't seem to get out of bed. Looking up.
That's Little G Love and Special Sauce, one of the featured artists at the Mile High Music Festival taking place this July 18th and 19th at Dick's Sporting Good Fields in Commerce City. We're giving away a pair to Saturday's show, which does include G Love, Widespread Panic,
Tool, Big Head Todd and the Monsters, and many more. Going to be a great show. I can't wait to spend all weekend long there at Dick's Sporting Good Field in the hot July sun. How about you? It's 9:22 in the morning. I'm getting ready to take off for my 10-year anniversary up in Estes Park with my wife, Stacy. Can't wait for that. If you have anything I should be doing in Estes Park, give me a call, 303-713-7600, or shoot me an instant message at am760.net. Click on the lineup. Click on Jay Marvin. Then you'll see a little icon that says Instant Message Jay. I've been receiving those. And if you're wishing Jay to get well, you can still send those there. It may give you a bounce back reply saying his mailbox is full, but I am forwarding them on to his personal account. So don't be, you know, don't stop doing it because you see that getting bounced back. Because I've been getting some emails from my boss as well saying, how come he's not getting his emails? So they are getting to him. I'm just sending them to his home email. 303-713-7600. Back to the phones. Let's go to Eric in Highlands Ranch. Eric, thanks for your patience. Eric, you with me? All right. Thank you for your non-patience. Eric's gone. TJ in Denver. Welcome to the show, TJ.
Hi, John. Happy anniversary.
Thank you, sir.
Good job.
Yeah, man. Good job for my wife for putting up with me this long.
Absolutely. Well, it's a team effort.
It is a team effort.
How many children do you have?
We have three kids.
Nice. Well, real briefly, as far as the government, I strongly believe in we the people, the Constitution, and we need to take action, go down to our public servants, and tell them what we want. It's our government. We pay for everything. I'm appalled. We're spending $109 billion on the war funding that was just sent to the president.
Yep.
We want $109 billion peace funding budget. We need to have money for peace. All right.
Or how about this? It was just released today. There's 1 million hungry people around the world.
Absolutely. Saddens my heart.
Yeah.
Peak to peak. If you have a pen,
Yeah, I got a pen handy.
I travel this road many times.
Okay.
From Golden, that'd be Highway 119.
Mm-hmm.
You go through three tunnels. All right?
Yeah, like going towards Central City.
Yeah, you're going to Central City.
You got the tunnels 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, past tunnel number 3. About a half a mile at mile marker 264.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see on the left the big black rock, I call it. Pull in there. It's a beautiful place. It's always white water. It's a special place in all of Colorado.
Really? Okay, so Golden, it's out of Golden on Highway 119 going towards Central City past Tunnel 3.
Yep.
And mile marker 264.
Yep. You'll see it.
On the left-hand side, so it's on the creek side.
Yeah, it's on the creek side. You can pull right in there. Be careful. It's white water all year round. It's a great place just to sit and look at that wonder of nature.
Yeah, I love
spin around and do a spin around 360 degrees, and you'll see granite on the east and wonderful pine trees on the west.
Yeah, I love that drive. My parents have a cabin outside of Central City.
Next, you go through Blackhawk, unless you want to stop and win $1 million. But you go about 15 miles, you'll see the first entrance to Golden Gate Canyon State Park.
Uh-huh.
Pass that by about a mile. You take the second entrance. Go in there. And about 2 miles, you'll come to the main entrance of the park.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see the menu. It'll say panoramic view.
Mm-hmm.
Turn left. You go up a good road about a half a mile, and a family has built two big decks to honor their son that was killed in an automobile accident.
Okay.
You can see about 200 miles of the Rocky Mountains.
Oh, sweet.
Yep. You get back to the car, go back to the highway, take a right. You go through Rollinsville,
mm-hmm.
and then about 5 miles.
Maybe I'll have to stop for a cold one at the stage stop.
Yeah, you can do that.
But okay.
You can stop at the next place about 5 miles past Rollinsville at Sundance Cafe and Bar. They have a great outdoor deck. You can sit out there and act smart and act like a tourist.
Okay.
And there's actually a 12-unit motel there, and some ladies run a stable across the road. So leave there, go towards Nederland. Coming into Nederland, or Ned,
mm-hmm.
if you're really authentic, you'll see right in the left as you enter town the Blue All Bookstore. Park in there. This lady makes the best brownies in the world.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like the shops there in Nederland.
It's great.
They got some cool rock shops there, too.
Yeah,
I like to shop
good.
At.
All right. So
all right, perfect. Then back to Peak to Peak Highway?
Yep, still going. Then in Nederland, you come to the roundabout. You go around, and then you got to go to the left or north towards Estes Park.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going towards Ward, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
So So there's all a Long's Peak in that area is all also, but about half a mile past Ward, you'll see a sign called Brainerd Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Take a left, you go in there, and it's gorgeous in there.
Okay.
Brainerd Lake is absolutely beautiful. So you come back out, take a left, and then you go to Estes Park. Estes Park, I would definitely sit out in the veranda of the Stanley and act smart.
Okay.
Drink a coffee or a
beer. I do want to go to the Stanley and stop by. I may just go do the ghost tour there.
Yeah, just look at it. I mean, it's just a great veranda, and you can have a cocktail or a pop or whatever you want.
Perfect.
Then Starbucks is a great place to sit out right behind the river, and there's a nice river walk from Starbucks all the way to the like the back of the town.
Okay.
There's also a tram, I believe. I don't know if it's...
Yeah, somebody else was telling me about that. I need to take the tram.
Yeah, the tram and... Anything else?
Goes up the top
good,
of one of those mountains.
Yeah,
you know, I've been there in 17 years since I was in high school on DECA, Distributive Education Club of America outing.
Yeah, well,
and I missed a Grateful Dead concert because of it. I'm still upset.
Yeah, but you're going to have your sweetheart with you so you can act as a tourist and a romantic and...
Perfect.
Throw $1 million in the river and wish for big stuff or something. I don't know.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, but those are some of the things I enjoy.
TJ, awesome call. Thanks for the advice and thanks for your passion on getting on our representatives to... Take care of what we want. This health care issue and what's going on with war is completely ridiculous, isn't it?
Absolutely. We need to tell them what we want. We pay for everything.
Yep.
They are,
we're their boss.
Public servants. They work for us, and we need to get that message. So keep the pressure on them. We can do it in a nice way.
First request and then order, right, TJ?
That's right.
All right, brother. Have a good one, okay?
You too.
See ya. 303-713-7600. Eric and Bobby, or Eric in Highlands Ranch is back. Eric, I'm going to take you and then Dave, so hang on. Everybody hang on. I'm getting you. Hey, buddy.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Thanks for calling back. Hey, thank you.
Hey, just wanted to call, and I don't have anything super serious, but I want to know why all these bicyclists think that Tour de France is run every day through some of these neighborhoods. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
You know, what? Can we put an end to this? What do we need to do?
I don't know. What do you suggest we do?
I don't know. Start throwing food at him is my idea.
Well, we can't throw. I don't advocate throwing objects or even opening the door like I kind of made a funny yesterday, and it's one of my biggest regrets from yesterday's show.
Yeah, okay.
Because I upset many bicyclists about that one yesterday.
Just my two cents.
Well, no, man, you know, like a guy across the hall calls them Lancelots, but it does seem like the ones where I live anyway, they all want to be Lance Armstrong, they all want to wear the fancy outfit, and they all think they own the road.
Pretty much.
And it drives me nuts.
They're the ones that give me the finger when they're in my lane. So
yeah,
just my two cents, man.
You got it, Eric.
Thanks.
See you, buddy. Your name's in the drawing for the pair of Mile High ticket, Mile High Music Fest tickets. Dave in Denver, thanks for your patience, Dave. You with me?
I'm with you.
Hey, dude.
Hi, guy. Hey, it's in terms of medical care. This goes back quite a few years, back to the mid '80s. I worked for a Canadian company, headquartered in Montreal, and I was selling their product in the U.S. and Northern Europe. Anyway, the high-tech stuff. Anyway, in my 30 or 40 or so trips up to Montreal, I never did move up there, but I met a lot of people, and every time, so, oh, you're from the States. It wasn't the U.S., it wasn't America, it's the States to them. And how do you deal with that horrible medical system? Everybody, I never heard one dissent. Their medical system was wonderful. They were.
And all we do is bust on it here in America. We call it Canada Care.
Well.
You know, and the single payer is the government up there. Seems to work pretty good.
I understand. It's the province, actually. The provincial. Each provincial government does its own policy. It's not a national, but a provincial. Now, I came down with something. I came down with hepatitis. And when I found out I was here, and I called a woman who I'd been involved with up there, and I told her, she said, no big deal, I'll go take care of it today. She called me back, she called her doctor, she went in, he checked her, he gave her a shot. Her total out-of-pocket cost was $2 Canadian, which at the time was about $1.40 U.S. So that's what a good single-payer system would do.
Yeah.
I have one more, if I may. Somebody called in yesterday and said that bicycles weren't required to stop at stop signs because they were considered in the same category
as a motorcycle. Yeah.
And did you check that out?
We did check it out. We couldn't find that law, and it does not exist. They got to stop. Let me pull this up if I can real quickly. I think I can do this for you. Here we go. Bike laws in Colorado.
Every person riding a bicycle shall have all of the rights and duties applicable to the driver of any other vehicle under this article. Except as to special regulations in this article, and except as to those provisions which by their nature can have no application. And one of those exceptions, otherwise provided, is every person riding a bicycle shall signal his intention to turn or stop in accordance. I mean, there's a few different ones, but yes, they are required to stop at stop signs.
All right. Now, you asked about insurance.
Uh-huh.
Bicyclists aren't required to have insurance. This, again, goes back 20-some years, or maybe longer than that. Anyway, I had to go out of town on a business trip. My car insurance expired. My wife let my 16, 17, whatever-year-old daughter take the car to school. She left school. She went to turn in and get some gas, and as she was turning in, a bicyclist came riding down the hill, smashed into the side of my car. You know who's responsible for that? I am.
Yeah.
Bicyclists are not. Any collision, any accident.
They're off the hook.
A car and a bicycle.
Whether they cause it or not, that's ridiculous.
The car is responsible, and I agree, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So that's the way the Colorado law is, like it or not.
And yeah, now it looks like bicyclists are getting even more leniency. The law, a new law going into effect August 5th, requires motorists to give cyclists 3 feet of space when passing, increases the penalty for tossing objects at riders, which I'm for that one, also allows cyclists to ride two abreast in most situations and to ride in the middle of mountain roads if shoulders don't exist or aren't safe. That seems extremely unsafe, as bicyclists cruising down the middle of the road in between traffic, you know?
I agree. They want it all.
Yep. Hey, Dave, thanks for the call, brother.
Have a good trip.
Yeah, happy Father's Day to you if you're dead.
Thank you. It's been about 15 or more years since I've been to Estes Park, so I'm not the best person to tell you, but it's a neat place.
It is a neat place. I'm looking forward to it. Hey, thanks a lot, brother. Have a great weekend. 303-713-7600. Bobby and John, hang on. I do want to talk to you. Everybody else hanging. I will get your call before we are over here at 10 o'clock. Ed Schultz coming up. And also got a ticket giveaway before we're off at 10. 303-713-7600. Just get in here on the show, and you have a chance of winning a pair of tickets to Saturday, July 18th at the Mile High Music Festival. We'll be right back after Todd Parker checks traffic.
It's a busy drive as you're out and about right now. Crashes northbound I-25 right around Colfax, hanging things up on both sides of the highway, but especially for northbounders as you're trying to get downtown. They're also still working on that accident westbound 76 east of 270. Some problems on the surface streets as well. Two-car accident, 19th and Clarkson. Then we do have a hit and run. Somebody's hurt, so they're going to investigate it for a little while longer. Quincy and Wadsworth. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Goodyear has the tires for summer fun. Get up to $100 by mail-in rebate when you buy a set of four select Goodyear tires on your Goodyear credit card. It's a great time to buy tires. Ask your retailer about a special financing offer. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval. Certain restrictions apply.
Mario Solis-Smith.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 1-800-491-8149 or click on the banner above to go straight to our website. Remember, your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. Here's that number again, 1-800-491-8149.
Microsoft is renaming and relaunching its web search engine. Bing.com promises simpler searches and more detailed results by having a better understanding of your search requirements and by compiling additional information relating to your search. In the U.S. alone, Google currently has more than 64% of the search market, Yahoo 20%, but as Bing.com grows in the coming weeks and months, this could all change.
Reports suggest that Will Smith is about to star in a new movie focusing on the events of Hurricane Katrina. The American Can will tell the story of John Keller, nicknamed the Can Man, after rescuing 244 people from an apartment building called the American Can Company, before directing the eventual rooftop rescue. No release date yet.
Next top model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
After a legal battle which lasted almost a full year, Project Runway is set to return to screens in August. The main difference will be its location. Instead of airing on Bravo, season 6 of Runway will have a new home, Lifestyle. Despite its new location, the show promises fans the exact same show they know and love. The new producers or network bosses didn't want to change a thing.
Protection by calling 1-800-884-6209. Call right now and you'll also get 30 days absolutely free. That's 1-800-884-6209. Get the peace of mind LifeLock provides today. Use promo code FREEMONTH. Call 1-800-884-6209. Again, 1-800-884-6209.
This year, more than 186,000 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer. This Father's Day week, team up with Major League Baseball and the Prostate Cancer Foundation to keep Dad in the game. Call 1-800-798-CURE and pledge any amount to the Prostate Cancer Foundation's Home Run Challenge. Again, that's 1-800-798-CURE.
John Turk, it's 9:39 in the morning. I'm filling in for Jay Marvin here at AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Taking several instant messages. This one comes from Jane. By the way, Bob and I like to go to the Mama Rosa's in Estes Park. They serve Italian dishes, and they also offer a family-style menu we like. I love their salads and breads. The upscale Italian restaurant in Estes is the Dunraven. I like Mama Rosa's better. Also forgot to mention on air that my congressman, Jared Polis, took a stand for health care, not warfare, by voting no on the supplemental bill to fund the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. Obviously, the money going to that effort could be more beneficial if it was used in health care. Thank you, Jane. I agree. And kudos to Congressman Polis. 303-713-7600. Also got this instant message on the bicycle topic. I've been hit 4 times on my bike at crosswalks by drivers who didn't look both ways before making a right turn. And yes, I had the green light. Bikes can damage cars, but cars can kill bikers. I agree with you, Chris. That's one thing I see that the motorists do not do, is they like to basically just pretend that there's not a pedestrian or a bicycle. If you're coming up on an intersection, they'll go ahead and take that ride, even if you're biking and you plan on going straight through. I think that's ridiculous. We all just need to get along on the roads, but I still contend that most bicyclists think that they own the road. Am I wrong? 303-713-7600. Another instant message from Mary. I don't think that all the state Blue Cross health insurance plans are nonprofit. They used to be, but many or most are now for profit. You might want to check your research. So I'll do that, Mary, if I can, in the next commercial break. And this from Carol. John, go to the McGregor Ranch while you're in Estes. They're having McGregor Days this weekend. It's fun to see how they ranched in the olden days. Her beautiful granddaughter will be there Sunday promoting the rodeo next month, too. And this from Corbin. Try Mama Rose's in Estes. Best lasagna I've ever had. Have a good time. Thanks for all those instant messages. Now back to the phones. Let's go to the order they came in. Bobby on a cell. Thanks for waiting. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, I want to call in response to Mario's call for everybody wearing green today.
Okay.
In response to Iran.
Uh-huh.
That's a great idea. I want to say that it should put the rest of us to shame that here are all these thousands of people putting their lives on the line, and we can't be bothered to really make a big fuss about health care in this country. And people are calling in with, you know, what's wrong with this and why they aren't doing that. And yet, you know, a big part of the problem is we aren't taking action.
Yeah, inactivity.
And it is up to us. And I have been involved with the effort for H.R. 676, talked to a lot of groups. What they want to do is gripe about individual problems, which, you know, is understandable. But when it comes down to taking action, I can't get people to even make a simple phone call. So, you know, we also have to look at ourselves. And right now there's an effort to call Representative Rangel's office and pressure him to hold hearings on single payer in the Ways and Means Committee, of which he is chair. I mean, that's a simple thing to do. There's
and you know what, Colin, maybe call Congressman Paulus today and thank him for voting no on the Iraq War funding bill. You know. It shows
that's
that he's
fine. I do thank people as well.
We need to praise them when they do good as well. But
what I'm saying is, when I do this alone, I mean, I'm printing up things and handing them out, and I still can't get people to take responsibility for, you know, we have to take charge of our healthcare effort here.
All right. Hey, great call. And I think everybody needs to be as passionate about it as you, Bobby. And I've suggested for the last couple of days that call your congressman, call your state rep, call your senators, and let them know where you stand on this or where you stand on any issue. They should be on your speed dial at home. You know?
And mine is, actually.
Right.
But if a million people would do this, it would make a difference.
Yep, I agree. Hey, Bobby, thanks a lot. Are you wearing green today?
Actually, I am, yeah.
All right, good for you. Thanks a lot, and have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. 303-713-7600. John on a cell. You're on with John Turk on AM 760.
Hey, Turk, congrats to you and your wife on the 10th.
Thank you, sir.
I know you're only going to be in Estes for one day, but if you get some time after lunch, maybe you'd want to take a quick drive through Rocky Mountain.
Yeah, you know, I just don't know when we have to be back for the kids tomorrow afternoon. We basically have all day today. Maybe we can cruise into Rocky Mountain for, you know, maybe an hour or two today and hang out.
Well, they're waiving entrance fees this weekend. They're doing it a couple times this summer. This
is that right?
This is one of the weekends.
Cool.
So you'll save yourself $20. There's wildlife everywhere. I went up camping a few weeks ago, and there were just moose and elk all over the place. So it was great sightseeing. If you just a little bit of time, you know, take a quick drive through, you can see everything from the roadsides. It's awesome.
Now, is there anywhere I should particularly go? Is there like a nice restaurant? What's a good breakfast place in Estes? You got one for me?
You know, I didn't even spend that much time in Estes. I do remember a great pizza place last time I was up there, but I can't remember the
name.
Was
it Mama Rosa's?
That might be it.
Yeah, it seems like it'd be like that might be the Italian stop.
Yeah.
But the place I'm staying at also has fine dining, so we've already have a reservation tonight for 8 o'clock. I'm getting a big old steak tonight.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, man. Anything else, John? Any other subjects you want to hit on?
No, that's it. Just congrats to you.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. And if you're a dad, happy Father's Day to you.
Well, I'm not, but
all right.
Father's Day to you.
All right. Thank you, John. 303-713-7600, taking your phone calls. We are in Topic Free Friday, so anything is good here. Anything we've talked about, health care, North Korea, seems like they're going to be a big problem for us. I don't know what we should do with this ship that's been sent out by North Korea. Possibly has some weapons on it that could launch a missile. And what a Japanese newspaper is reporting could hit Hawaii, and they could launch this thing on July 4th. So they're stepping up defense against North Korea. 303-713-7600. Jack, you're on AM 760 with John Turk. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, sir.
I'm not sure why everybody's complaining so much about bicyclists, but no cyclist would go on the street if we had adequate bike trails because it's dangerous.
Right. Well, how are we going to pay for those bike trails, Jack? That's my question.
Well, we subsidize automobiles to you know, we pay billions of dollars for automobiles.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that would be a part of any public.
Just put it on the, hook for motorists.
Pardon?
Just put it on the hook to the motorists?
Well,
people that buy cars and registration and insurance?
It's healthy.
But what if we don't use the road? Like, you know, we're not going to use the bike path.
If you had a good bike path, people would go on that instead of the street. So I think you should get out of your car and get a little exercise. And you might have a greater appreciation if you see how people treat pedestrians and bicyclists.
Bicyclists treat pedestrians? You're lumping the two groups in the same. We had a call earlier this hour that said his brother was hit by a bicyclist as a pedestrian at Washington Park. Broke his jaw and a few other bones.
It's going to be much more respectful than a motorist, pedestrians because there's human contact between them. With a car, you're just rushing by.
Well, on bikes and pedestrians, the bikes are usually just rushing by, too. A guy's walking maybe 2 miles an hour, 3 miles an hour. Meanwhile, you're flying by at 20 miles an hour. There's no interaction.
I've done both. There's more contact between pedestrians and bicyclists.
I've had a few emails and calls today saying that how pedestrians have been hit by bicyclists. One was saying, I don't know if it was like a $30,000 medical bill, but the cyclist who hit him said he's not going to pay for anything. And they're not on the hook for anything. There's no insurance to be carried.
Well, what do you want to do, make little kids get insurance policies? That's ridiculous.
Well, no, if a 10-year-old's going to be riding on the road and causes an accident, I think he should.
Well, if we get adequate health care in this country, it's not going to be such a big deal.
You make a good point. Hey, Jack, I'm just trying to ask all the questions on this one. It's a fun debate to hash out, though, you know?
Yeah. Well, anyway, I don't think it's a real important issue, but I couldn't understand why everybody's harping on the cyclists.
Well, because they act like they own, they act like they own the roads. That's my problem. Most of them that I deal with.
A lot of motorists. Don't forget that.
Well, the roads were built for motorists.
Rage.
Hey, Jack, thank you very much for the phone call, sir. Have a great weekend. Happy Father's Day, sir.
All right, bye.
Pierre in Hartsville's back. Pierre, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Doug.
Hey.
I'm trying to get those tickets. Darn, I want to see Dighead Todd.
He's great. Saw him a couple weeks ago.
Oh, good. Anyway, congratulations. I hope you guys have a great 24 hours.
Thank you.
That's like about all you're getting. So.
Yeah, maybe a little over.
Yeah. Ironically enough, you were in DECA. Well, I was in DECA, too.
Were you?
Guess where I got to stay? At the Broadmoor.
Nice.
Yeah, so I've been to Broadmoor, and it is a wonderful place. So, the bicycle.
Did you eat at the Penrose Room?
Yes, because one of the kids happened to come from a wealthy family, and guess what? He took us all to dinner.
Wow. That had to be extremely wealthy.
Yeah, he was. But because in those days, I mean, this was, you know, a long time ago, so it wasn't quite as expensive, but yeah, it was pretty cool. And, third, I didn't learn to drive till I was 21, so I like hitchhiked, rode a bus, or rode a bike, and I did get a ticket for running a stop sign one time by
did
a cop.
Yes,
so, and I've also been hit by a car. I've had cars that when they were parking, they just opened their car door, you know.
And that's dangerous. That's super dangerous.
Yeah. But I'm with you. I'll tell you what, I get so perturbed because almost all the time when you're around town, the bicyclists do think they own the road. So
they do. And
I
stand by that observation.
I'm a bicycle advocate, but, you know, I'm with you on that one all the way. So.
Yeah, I want to see a bicyclist come to a stop sign, complete stop, and then wait for the cars that were there before them to get through the intersection as well.
Exactly. So I'm with you on that one. So you guys have a great time.
Pierre, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Have a great one. 303-713-7600. Cameron, Victor, Jeff, I will take all your phone calls here. Our last commercial break before Ed Schultz show, and then I'll wrap up the show with your phone calls. We'll also pick our winner for the Mile High Music Fest ticket giveaway Saturday, July 18th at Dick's Sporting Good Field in Commerce City. Widespread panic. Like Pierre wants to go see Big Head Todd and the Monsters. There's like about 10, 12 bands I'm really looking forward to checking out on that Saturday. 303-713-7600. We'll be right back. Todd Parker takes our last traffic look here during the J. Marvin Show. Todd, what's going on out there?
The Denver Drive's a busy one right now. We've got accidents all over the place. Northbound I-25 near Colfax, one on 76. This is east of 270. We've also got a crash in the Highlands Ranch area. This is on C-470 east of Quebec. Now it sounds like there's a spilled load you'll have to watch out for. This is westbound I-70 right around Federal. Sounds like somebody dumped a bunch of tin cans. They're out there trying to pick it up, so watch out for those guys. Surface street accidents, both of them in the cleanup stages, 19th and Clarkson, Quincy and Wadsworth. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Need a gift for Father's Day? Just stop by the one-stop gift card shop at King Soopers. You'll find gift cards for dad-friendly stores like Home Depot and Best Buy, along with restaurants, theaters, and more. Make Father's Day a hit with a gift card from King Soopers.
My left-wing crazies are better than your right-wing crazies.
Your right-wing crazies.
Hi, this is Tom Hartman. Would you like to learn to play the piano within 8 weeks? Well, now you can with the unique technique, Accelerated Piano Method, at Pianos and Pianos Teaching Facility. This course is half the price of private lessons. With the unique technique method, you'll be playing exciting selections of songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Pianos and Pianos, a proud sponsor of AM 760. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor, brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, getting dressed.
When it comes to identity theft protection, just getting a free credit report is like putting on your underwear and heading out the front door. If you don't feel incredibly vulnerable, you should. But with Identity Guard, you get an entire wardrobe full of online identity theft tools and technologies and expert telephone support that can answer any questions you may have about your underwear. I mean, credit report. All this from the company that's already protected over 20 million people from identity theft. My, it's a lot of happy customers. Anyway, get Identity Guard today and put some clothes on, people.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault, a $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
800-303-9218 and get the free debt review that everyone should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Again, 800-303-9218.
We know identity scams have grown in the past 6 months because identity thieves are working overtime, taking advantage of this economic crisis. I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. I talk to people every day about identity theft, and I know a lot of you are scared and nervous. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be. Another identity is stolen every 3 seconds, but you can have the security and peace of mind that comes with being protected by LifeLock for just pennies a day. LifeLock is number one in identity theft protection because we work to stop identity theft before it happens, or we fix it at our expense up to $1 million. Don't spend another minute worrying. Call LifeLock now.
Get instant protection by calling 1-800-884-6209. Call right now and you'll also get 30 days absolutely free. That's 1-800-884-6209. Get the peace of mind LifeLock provides today. Use promo code FREEMONTH. Call 1-800-884-6209. Again, 1-800-884-6209.
8:54, 6 minutes before 10 o'clock here at AM 760. I'm John Turk, filling in for Jay Marvin. Got full lines. I want to get all of you in. You each got about 60 seconds, and then we'll pull our winner. Cameron on a cell, you're first. Welcome to the show.
Yes,
Cameron, you with
today.
Me? Hey, I'm good. Yeah. You?
I'm doing good. I wanted to talk about, they're talking about a mandate on health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's being compared to car insurance and homeowner's insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to have homeowner's insurance if you own your house. You only have to have homeowner's insurance because you owe money to somebody else.
Yep.
And if the house burns down, you have to pay for it. For car insurance, you only have to have car insurance, one, if you drive down the road, and two, you only have to have liability to cover other people's injuries. You
mm-hmm.
don't have to have...
you don't have to have full coverage, no.
Right. Again, it's only the time you have to have full coverage is to pay for somebody else if they own your car.
Right.
It has no comparison to health care. Health care should be... single payer through the government. We can come up with all that money by collecting all the money we're currently investing in the system. It's not going to be, it'll be not even tax neutral. We'll reap the benefits of it.
Like your ideas, Cameron. Hey, thanks a lot. Happy Father's Day for your dad, okay?
Same to you. Happy
right.
anniversary.
Thank you, sir. 303-713-7600. Trying to take a couple more here. Steve on a cell phone. You're on AM 760.
Hey,
Steve.
How you doing?
I got about 60 seconds for you.
All right, eat your Wheaties.
Okay.
That's important for your anniversary. And then the other thing is, last night on the Tonight Show, I don't know if you got a chance to see, but the producer, they had a surplus in their budget, and he says, the host, Conan O'Brien, said, we'll give you full coverage insurance to our producer, or would you rather see a marching band play Pat Benatar? The audience chose the band. And it was hilariously funny, you know?
Right.
I mean, it was.
I'll have to check it out, man. I'll YouTube it today.
All right. Good luck to you, man.
Hey, Steve. Thanks a lot, man. Happy Father's Day for your dad too. 303-713-7600. Victor in Arvada.
John, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. On your way back from Estes Park, you're going to come back down the Peak to Peak Highway back to Ward. Just before you get to Ward, you're going to see a bar called, I believe it's the Millside Inn. Right across the street, you're going to see a little wooden structure with a bunch of mailboxes underneath it. Head down that dirt road about a quarter of a mile. You'll see a little wooden finger. It says the Gold Lake Resort. Go down that Gold Lake, that dirt road, 3 miles. You'll see a bunch of little feng shui stone structures all the way down, right down to Gold Lake. is about one of the finest resorts in the
United States. That was one we looked at. That made the final three. We just, yeah.
I'll tell you, you have to do that. The place, his food is fabulous. All the entrees are the same price. You won't go wrong, and the kids
will do that soon. That was the other one. Gold Lake and Strawberry Park were the two that made the final three. So thanks a lot for the suggestion, Victor.
Okay.
All right, man. Have a great weekend. Happy Father's Day. Kathleen on the cell. I got about 30 seconds for you. Kathleen, can you do it quick?
Yeah. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Great job, John. And also I wanted to say that for people to call their congressman, apparently we're being outnumbered 2-1 on the phone calls to Washington, D.C. for a single payer.
So we all need to step it up, don't we?
We really need
to. Everybody needs to call their congressman, congressperson, their state rep, and their senators today and let them know where they stand on this.
And the White House says.
And the White House, too.
Not only do you have to call, but they're counting emails. They want emails.
You got it, Kathleen.
And then the other thing I wanted to say was, for the bikers, when I'm walking down a bike path, these guys come, there's the protocol is to announce yourself that you're behind them.
Yeah, and they don't do that most of the time. Kathleen, I'm sorry, I'm out of time. I apologize. Got 15 seconds left. Let's grab a winner real quick. Pulling in the hat. Got number 4 here, which corresponds to Neil Mize's name. Neil Mize, you're the winner of our AM760 My High Music Fest giveaway. We'll be back on Monday. More tickets to give away. Thanks for hanging in, you guys. 303-713-7600. Ed Schultz is next.
Great gifts.
Planting some trees this spring? Choose the right nursery. Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder. Since 1993, family-owned Creekside Tree Nursery has been offering customers superior quality trees, a solid warranty, outstanding customer service, and prices below their competition. Well worth a small drive to Boulder for this kind of quality and value if you live in Denver. No fancy sales, no gimmicks, just bigger, better trees. Creekside Tree Nursery. Visit us at creeksideboulder.com.
Tom Hartman to tell you about the Natural Sleep Store. Did you know that your mattress could be emitting toxic, cancer-causing chemicals? That's right. Most mattresses are filled with synthetic materials that are unhealthy for you and the environment. The Natural Sleep Store carries the highest quality organic mattresses, including the customer favorite, Savvy Rest. Visit their showrooms in Denver or Fort Collins and mention this ad to receive a 10% discount plus free delivery when you purchase an organic